What's going on, folks? And thank you for tuning in with me to another edition of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I am your host. Let me tell you, this is the burden of running an independent operation, folks. As you know, we're independent now. So, yeah, you know what's going on, folks. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in with me on this Baller Friday. Hopefully we don't have any technical difficulties. This is episode number 583, I think. If I'm mistaken, let me know. It is, what is this? It's June 22nd. June 22nd, 2018. And before we get into anything else, I'd like to let everybody know, please spread this show link around like wildfire, all right? Let everybody know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house, and we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And I love being independent, baby. I love it. Add your bookmarks, add your favorites, all right? The official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast is ghost.report. I mean, it's as simple as that. That's what you type into your browser right now. Ghost.report is the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, if you have not done so, folks, go ahead and follow me on my only social media that I've got on the Internet today. And if you have not gotten a Gab account, well, then, by God, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Gab is the last bastion of freedom of speech and social media today. And if you want to get yourself an account, go there, type in your browser, gab.ai, and you can follow me under that, or on that social media under the name Politics Ghost, okay? All one word, no underscores, Politics Ghost is the name to follow. And once again, I want to say what's going on to everybody in the True Capitalist Radio chat room. How's it going, man? Anyway, folks, the True Capitalist Radio chat room is now pretty much serious. Obviously, it's the Internet, so you're going to have some tomfoolery every now and then in the after-hours arena. But we have cleaned up the True Capitalist Radio chat room now that this this particular broadcast is going 100% serious. We now have a lot of serious people in the True Capitalist Radio chat room. So what's going on to the True Capitalist Radio chat room? If you want to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, it's very easy. All you got to do is go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores, Politics Ghost, and click the subscribe button for premium content, okay? Click the subscribe button for premium content, and once you do, private message me on Gab and let me know your Discord chat name, and I'll be sure to give you a private invitation to the True Capitalist Radio broadcast chat room thereafter. So what's going on to the chat room, baby? It's Baller Friday! Anyway, folks, I am not going to be drinking here in the early broadcast. As a matter of fact, I'm going to wait till after the broadcast. I'm going to go out in the town tonight. I'm going to go out in the town, have a few beers at some bars that I've never patronized before. Hopefully, I don't get shot. This is San Hambonio, after all, San Antonio, Texas. So hopefully, I don't get shot. Definitely want to go have some beers, maybe some chicken wings or some kind of bar pub food of some capacity. So that's why you're not going to hear me consuming any kind of copious amounts of alcohol. And, of course, folks, I am not driving. So just in case anybody's worried about that, I completely understand not driving. So cheers to everybody that's out there kicking back, celebrating their Baller Friday with their favorite vice. Because we all know, if you're a listener of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast, Baller Friday is that day of the week when you look back upon your week's labor or your week's success, your week's sales, your week's profits, and you bask in it on this Baller Friday. Bask in it, and of course you want to partake in your favorite vice so that you can bask in it as much as you possibly can. Because like I said, folks, no one is going to say, "Hey, you know what, Billy, good job. That's a lot of profit you got there." As you know, folks, I mean, more money, more problems. More money, more haters. So you have to like yourself. You have to appreciate yourself. You gotta bask in your own success every now and then. It's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Now, It is a Baller Friday. We got a lot of serious stuff to talk about today. But I want to lead in, before we get into the markets, I want to lead in a little bit with this. I guess I want to go on a soliloquy a little bit about the over-emotionalism of America today. And we saw it here recently in the political realm with this child separation political stunt that the Democrats pulled off and I think almost got away with. It seemed like they almost got away with it there. If you listen to the last broadcast, I was a little upset. I was a little angry at the American people, how they could be so goofed into a political stunt. But it seems that the potency of that political stunt is starting to wear off, to say the least. And we're going to talk about that later on in the broadcast. But I'm sick and tired of this absolute pussy-whipped version of American people that we have here today. I mean, everybody's emotional.
Oh, that's so sad. Look at those children crying. They're making me cry. Oh, my God.
Not knowing the context, not knowing whether or not the images that you're seeing are actually factual to the supposed information that's being portrayed to you. You just,
oh my God, it's just, I'm just so sad. I just don't feel well. It's just so sad.
I'm sick and tired of this over-emotionalism of America. It's getting so bad to the point where the Democrats could pull off a ridiculous political stunt on a policy that has been around since 2007 and somehow pull the emotional heartstrings of America into believing that,
oh my God, we got to do something. You can't separate children from families. You can't do that.
So listen, I'm not going to harp on this in the beginning of the broadcast. So what I'm going to do when I talk about emotionalism, America, I'm going to talk about this recent death of this rapper. Have y'all heard about this guy? XXX or Extension. Have you heard about this guy? If y'all haven't heard about this guy, he was a 20-year-old rapper who I guess was a touring rapper. I mean, I kind of heard about him because of the whole Rob Stone beef that he had with Rob Stone, a San Diego rapper. But anyway, Extension, this is a rapper who, you know, obviously in many different instances, he was embracing the thug life, embracing the danger that entails his particular line of work, which I believe is just gangster rap. I mean, he said it many times on his videos. He said, I know the life I'm in, baby. Well, let me explain something about Extension. Right when he died, and let me tell you on how he died. It's a sad situation. I mean, I'm not trying to say that he deserved it. Maybe he did. Who knows? But apparently, this brother decided that it was a good idea to go. And so apparently, Florida, in this area that Extension got killed, this was supposed to be his, quote, hood in the urban vernacular of ghetto-fied language. So he would have been safe here. It's not like he was set tripping, like most gangsters would refer to that as. Now, what happened was he took his Lamborghini and he decided to go down to a motorcycle dealership. And apparently, these guys who decided to target Extension for this particular situation that ended up in his death, they saw Extension riding around in this hood in a Lamborghini, comes out with a Louis Vuitton bag. Now, I don't know if you folks are, you know, hip with the gangster rap scene, but a Louis Vuitton bag over your shoulder represents that you're carrying cold, hard cash in that Louis Vuitton bag. I know it sounds kind of fruity. Some of you, you know, gentlemen out there are like, what the fuck? These brothers they're carrying Louis Vuitton bags? What is this, a man purse? A merce? What the hell are these guys doing? But everybody knows that anybody who wears a Louis Vuitton bag typically has a tremendous amount of cash in that bag. And apparently they were observing, according to reports, this is all alleged, obviously, according to reports, these people who were targeting X saw him with a bag. He was shopping around at some motorcycle dealership, obviously trying to pay cash for a motorcycle. Now, first of all, he did two things wrong. First and foremost, he went by himself He went by himself to try to negotiate some kind of motorcycle deal with this Louis Vuitton bag full of cash. And secondly, I mean, isn't this guy some kind of a hardcore thugger rapper? I mean, I have seen videos of this guy embracing his thuggery lifestyle. He even says, man, I know what lifestyle I'm in, man. Now, anyway, what happened is he was targeted for robbery. This was obviously a random robbery. These three brothers came up to him as he was exiting the motorcycle dealership, went up to his Lamborghini, and decided, hey, let me have your Louis Vuitton bag. And unfortunately, according to witnesses, Extension looked a little confused, as if, man, is this really happening, baby? I don't know if this really happening. And in the midst of his bamboozled confusion, he did not react fast enough for these robbers to give him the Louis Vuitton bag, and they just unloaded on him. And they shot him, killed instantly in his Lamborghini. I don't know if people have seen it. It's been going around the internet, his pictures of him dead in his Lamborghini. It's going around the internet. Now, this is what I'm critical of, first and foremost. All the outcry and people crying and all the pussy whip outcry in relation to Extension. I'm not even just talking about his fucking faggot fans. I'm talking about rappers now. You know? Rappers. Oh, it was a BMW, not a Lamborghini. It looked like a Lambo. That was a pretty good Beamer if it's a BMW. Anyway, it was a BMW, not a Lambo, that Extension was riding in. But I'm tired of the pussy whip reactions that we're seeing out here. Like I said, not from his faggot fans. I'm talking about rappers out here. Rappers around, but man, I we got to stop this, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know about all this killing, man. Why are we doing this, man? You have that rainbow-haired 6ix9ine character. I don't know if y'all heard of 6ix9ine the rapper. This, I guess he's a spandex and he's got, you know, yellow hair. I think I've talked about him a few times on this broadcast. Even he comes out and says, man, I need to stop doing so much trolling, baby. I mean, this is getting serious, man. I don't know, man. And everybody's crying. You got rappers crying. You know, you got all these idiots with tattoos on their faces crying. Look, can we calm the fuck down first and foremost about this Extension asshole? Can we just boil it down to reality? Let's get a little bit of realism here. This brother got shot, okay? He got caught slipping. He was down with being involved with all that ghettofied lifestyle. He was embracing it. He was promoting it in his music. And now this brother is a victim of the lifestyle and the ghettofied experience that he promotes in his music. And we're supposed to cry about it? I mean, this is fucking gangster rap, man. I mean, Jesus Christ, what the fuck's wrong with you pussies in America, man? Has America gone completely pussy? You know, man, I'm sure real gangsters all over America are looking at these crying little bitches like, man, these niggas crying, man. This nigga crying, man. I lost my homeboy last month, man. We still gangbanging out here, baby. I mean, gangsters lose people every single day, all right? Because it's a fact of life living in an area that's predominantly dominated by gang activity and drugs and prostitution, etc. Now we've got gangster rappers out here, and listen to what this motherfucker, excuse me, listen to what Extension was promoting in his rap. I mean, he was promoting killing, murder, you know, pimping hoes, the same modus operandi as every gangster rapper. And now that, you know, he died by the sword that he swung around and profited from generously, we have to cry about this stupid, pathetic, dreadlock, dirty-looking loser? He was a loser, okay? Who cares if he died? It's one less brother, okay? Who cares? He is a statistic. Why are we giving a shit? And secondly, all you gangster rappers, what the fuck happened to you people? Aren't y'all gangster? Y'all motherfuckers out here are promoting this gang activity to the rest of general America, who's actually living it in most cases. And you sit here, you have one stupid idiot rapper that's a 20-year-old stupid moron hopping around a damn stage like he's got a hamster hanging out of his asshole. And he gets shot because he is, you know, doing hood stuff in the hood, you know, carrying duffel bags and Louis Vuitton bags of cash and was targeted for an armed robbery and didn't react enough and got blasted. We're supposed to be crying? We're supposed to shed tears for this shit? You know, I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm really disappointed in America for being this fucking pussy-whipped and this emotional. We've got to stop being so emotional, okay, folks? People die. It's a fucking fact of life. People die, especially those that promote gangster activity, busting caps, pimping hoes, and all this other bullshit. And I see, I mean, go YouTube it up for yourself, man. The Extension memorials. Everybody's crying for this asshole. Man, I remember when Tupac got blown away. Remember when Tupac, I don't know if y'all were, man, some of you people are fucking young, man. But I remember when Tupac got blown away. And you know, Tupac, when he got blown away, people were kind of like, man, did they finally get him? Man, they got him. They got Pac, baby. Man, they got Pac. Man, about time, baby. I mean, nobody was crying like bitches when Tupac was shot. I mean, maybe his family and his close loved ones, obviously, but fucking give me a break. I remember on MTV, when they announced his death, they had like some memorial somewhere. I remember this vividly on MTV, folks, okay? And they were going up to people as they were having this vigil, and they weren't crying. I remember one brother, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm paraphrasing in almost the context in which this brother said it in this interview on MTV right after Tupac died. This brother said, man, Tupac, let me tell you something. When Tupac died, when I heard he died, I looked up in the sky and I saw stars and the moon, and I saw a little bit of cloud over the stars and the moon, and you know what I said? That's Tupac up in heaven looking down at us smoking a blunt, baby. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Tupac, baby. I mean, that was a completely different reaction. People weren't fucking crying like bitches over here. This is gangster rap. What the fuck is going on now? Oh, a gangster rapper died because... Just shut the hell up, man. Oh, good God. I am so sick of the pussy whip fucking mentality of American people. I mean, you know what, folks? I mean, stop star fucking. If a star dies, you know what? That's life. I mean, if you're a genuine fan of the star, then just appreciate whatever artistic expression that, you know, made your asshole pucker or made your whatever, and just appreciate it, man. Stop being so emotional. I'm sick and tired of emotional America. I'm tired of people for no fucking reason. And they all put on the crocodile tears. They all just, that's all people have to do now. So that other people can go, and they can all hug each other. It's this one fucking sick fucking Munchausen's by proxy fucking fetish that we're seeing out here in America, and I'm sick of it, man. Snap into reality, you fucking emotional idiots. All right? Let me tell you what you know what Extension represents? One less brother. That's what it represents. One less brother, and I'm glad that somebody ended this idiot's life before he started infecting more people's heads with his stupid ghettofied gangster bullshit. If you want my opinion, the same thing that happened to Extension should have happened to Dr. Dre, should have happened to Snoop Dogg, should have happened to Ice Cube, should have happened to all these fucking assholes who actually promoted this fucking lifestyle of urban ghettofied gangsterism and made it mainstream. This is what should happen to all those sons of bitches. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of people, oh, he was a gangster rapper and he's dead now and I'm going to cry. Hey, gangsters die. That's what gangsters do, okay? Fucking get over it, you fucking emotional Americans. I can't believe that this is America. I can't believe. Remember, we used to have balls. Remember that? We used to have fucking balls back then. You know, what happened to us? Now we're a bunch of pussies. Some fucking dreadlocked 20-year-old fucking foul-mouthed fucking asshole And by the way, Extension was the same rapper, remember, that had a video in which he was showing a lynching of a white child? Yeah, this is the kind of shit that that asshole was provoking and promoting. And what, we're supposed to shed tears for this fucking loser? Rest in piss, Extension. One less brother, all right? Because what fucking contribution did you have to a fucking America or fucking society, Extension? What did you have to contribute? Nothing. Absolutely nothing but promoting this same ghettofied bullshit lifestyle that the black community needs to take its head out of its ass for and stop itself. No, man, Extension, man, I can't believe it, man, Extension, he's the new Tupac, man, goddamn. I have never heard this idiot's music. Have you heard it? Have you heard this idiot's music? That's literally how it fucking sounds. This man had no contribution to America. Fuck you, Extension. Get the fuck off my television screen, you fucking contribution to ghettofied America. Get the fuck off. Fucking hate this fucking stupid star fucking emotionalism of this asshole. One less brother. One less gangster. And you know what? It doesn't even... Okay, for you brothers out there, they're like, man, look at this. I told you Ghost was racist, man. You know what I'm saying? He picking on the brothers. Look, I'll pick on somebody else. I'll pick on the fucking Whitey, too. How about that? Remember when Slipknot... I mean, this goes back to when Slipknot lost their fucking bassist. Remember the bassist or something had some fucking party balls or something, OD'd? He was a little fat in the ass anyway. Remember when Slipknot lost their bassist and shit? I mean, remember, Slipknot is like, yeah, dude, Satan is good. Satan is my pal. Satan this. If you're 6'6", or, you know, what was that one song that Slipknot sings? What was that one song? If you're 5'5", I'm 666. If you're 5'5", I'm 666. That's the fucking song that they sing. Then, when their goddamn bassist fucking ODs because he's a fat fucking loser, all the idiots from Slipknot, these Satanists supposedly, these badasses that are worshiping the Dark Lord, come out and cry like bitches, for Christ's sake. I mean, give me a break! What the fuck? What the fuck? You remember that big neck fucking lead singer, that fucking, that big huge fucking neck guy, whatever his name is? Man, he was so great. We just wanted our music. At the fucking press conference, man. Look, I'm going to just say it like this. You people that promote this evil, you people that promote, you know, gangsterism and Satanism and all this bullshit, when you people die, why in the fuck should we cry for you? And by the way, Slipknot, what they should have done, instead of acting like a bunch of fucking pussies crying over their fat fucking drug addict fucking bassist, what they should have done is said, look, man, I mean, even if they had to cry on their own, even if they had a cry session the whole fucking night previous, before they came out onto the press conference, they should have said, you know what, dude, this is fucking Satan. We're Satanists, dude. We're fucking rock stars. And, you know, fucking the bassist, he was fucking doing party balls. He was living like a rock star and his heart gave out, dude. And that's the fucking consequence of fucking living fast, die young. And that's what fucking Slipknot represents. Because if you're 5'5", I'm 666. But no, they come out and cry like pussies. I'm sick and tired of these fucking pussies. Let me tell you something. If I ever die, don't cry for me. You know what you should do? If you're really emotional about my death, you know what you should do? You should be hailing capitalism. You should be hailing capitalism, and you should be using the energy that you would be either crying on my death and going out and killing communists and killing socialists and eliminating the whole idea of collective centralization. That's what you should do. Not sit here and be like, hey, ghost, dude. Ghost, you know, man. No! Go out there and kick some communist ass! Go out there and kick some socialist ass, for Christ's sake, man! The fucking movement doesn't stop with me. It fuels with me. It fuels with the end of me. It should provide a fucking flame that is not going to be fucking extinguished. That's what. So the last thing I want to hear is a bunch of fucking people going, "A ghost, dude." Just save the shit. Save it. And go out and kick some communist and socialist ass. All right, go out and kick some communist and socialist ass. Anyway, stop being a bunch of emotional pussies, America. We used to be badasses. Remember, we're the home of the free and the home of the brave, you fucking faggots. Stop hiding under your mom's skirt, grow some fucking balls, and don't be afraid of shit. We're Americans. It was our fearlessness that created the superpower that is America. We're Americans, for Christ's sake. It's our fearlessness that projected our country into the Industrial Revolution, the Technological Revolution, the Travel Revolution, etc. Fucking people are all fucking crying for dumb shit now. Give me a break. Anyway, listen, I'm done talking about this, all right? I just want to let you know, Extension, fuck that idiot, all right? I mean, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. He was slipping, and not to mention, it proves that he wasn't as gangster as he claimed, right? I mean, let me tell you, I mean, if you was a gangster, wouldn't you be rolling, especially if you rolling around in a goddamn, you know, souped up BMW with a goddamn Louis Vuitton bag filled with cash, don't you think that you'd be rolling at least 10 deep? Good God. All right, listen, I'm going to move on. I'm going to go ahead and get to the financial hour. And let me tell you, I'm going to try to run through the financial hour as quick as possible because we got a lot of shit to talk about, man. I mean, look, fucking production notes out the wazoo here. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to cryptocurrency. Now, once again, why is the cryptocurrency continuously going into the red? The dollar, the U.S. dollar, American dollar is king. I've been saying this. As a matter of fact, I said this was going to happen in 2017. I said that the dollar will be king. I even said it in 2016. The dollar will be king, and that's what we're witnessing right here, right now, folks. The dollar, the dollar, the dollar. And not to mention, you're having a lot of situations out here that are spooking the market. I don't know if y'all heard here recently, BitHum, that's B-I-T-H-U-M-B, BitHum, the exchange out of South Korea, it's like number three on the volume, the amount of volume of all exchanges in the cryptocurrency markets, was recently hacked. And that hacking has gotten around the entire cryptocurrency market, and it has spooked the market tremendously. For you folks that are unaware, BitHum, like I said, number three in volume of all cryptocurrency exchanges, was hacked $30 million in cryptocurrency. $30 million in cryptocurrency. So right now you've got a lot of folks out here that are a little scared. And what they do whenever they hear something like this, folks, people get spooked and they either trade off or they take their money that they usually hold on exchanges or their crypto that they usually hold on exchanges and they put them into private wallets, cold storage wallets, etc. And that's what we're witnessing right now. We're witnessing the rise of the U.S. dollar that's affecting the crypto markets and then some of the bad news that's happening. I mean, the EOS mainnet was an absolute failure. I mean, you've got a lot of things going on out here that are just pulling a lot of cryptocurrencies down, to say the least. But once I have, what have I always said? When you see this type of red in the market, it is time to accumulate and it's time to hold. I'm telling you right now, it is time to buy. I mean, we're at right now a market capitalization of the entire crypto market at $255 billion. $255 billion market capitalization of the entire cryptocurrency market. Most things, if not 90% of the market, is down double-digit percentages right now, folks. It is bad. But once again, I'm not too worried about it. I understand this is how markets work. As a matter of fact, the Inner Circle, True Capitalist Radio chat room, myself, it's time to buy, man. It's time to buy and accumulate at these cheap prices. At these cheap prices. Excuse me, I almost choked all there. But anyway, folks, I don't want to go over the cryptocurrency markets just to get everybody all jaded, because everything is in red, folks. Everything's pretty bad. Everything's pretty goddamn bad, to say the least. But all I can tell everybody right now is this is the time to get into it, man. I mean, you get into it during the down times, and then once this thing bounces back up, it bounces back up just as fast as it got back down. I mean, it's going to go up double digits in percentages on a daily basis, etc. So just keep your eye on the cryptocurrency markets. I don't want to go over the cryptocurrency. Everything's down double digits. If you've taken a look at your portfolio, you get it. But just keep in mind, either buy more or hold. This is the time to do it, folks. All right, this is the time to do it. So I don't want to ruin people's Baller Friday, so we're going to skip the cryptos. If anybody has any questions about crypto, let me know in the chat room. Let me know on Gab, and I'll go ahead and answer them during the stock market analyzation. So let's go ahead and take a look at the stock market. Stock market, once again, it's a helter-skelter day on the stock market. And if you're a day trader, this is the market for you. I mean, liquidity is all over this market. We were down yesterday, 200-300 points. We're up today over 100 points. I mean, that's the kind of volatility you want as a day trader. And if you guys are in the day trading realm, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, man. You're making serious liquid. And if you ain't, well, then what stocks have you been fucking with? Excuse my French. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a look at the Dow. Dow Jones Industrial today is up 119.19 points, a percentage increase of 0.49%, closing out the Dow Jones Industrial at 24,580.89 points for the Dow Jones Industrial. The S&P 500 is also up slightly today. It is up 5.12 points, a percentage increase of 0.19%, closing out the S&P at 2,754.88 points for the S&P 500. Now, the NASDAQ took a little bit of a dive today because it's been seeing some increases in its numbers whenever we saw the Dow and the S&P on the minus side in the past couple of days. We saw NASDAQ in the plus side. So we're just seeing that reversed in this day's session. Let's take a look at NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is down 20.14 points, a percentage decrease of 0.26%, closing out the NASDAQ at 7,692.82 points for the NASDAQ composite. Let's go ahead and get to commodities, folks, all right? Now, once again, dollar's doing pretty good, but I'm looking at a lot of green in commodities here. I'm looking at a lot of green, which is very interesting because aren't we supposed to be, like, in some kind of a tariff trade war or something? Man, these commodities investors know what I've been speculating as it relates to all these tariffs. I mean, just think about this for a second, folks. All right, and I'm going to talk about this later, but don't believe the media hype. We already know that media, the mainstream media, everything that's on television that is, quote, news, is fucking fake news. You cannot believe whatever the hell that you hear and see on the television from these talking heads. You cannot believe them. It's pure fake news. The mainstream publications as well, fucking fake news. But the fake news has been trying to scare people into believing that these tariffs are going to cause another depression. Are you kidding me? How is that possible? Can somebody explain to me how is that possible? I mean, let's say worst case scenario, right? We just don't trade with these people that want to play hardball with us. China, Canada, Mexico, the European Union. You know, that's almost $1 trillion that we will not be sending out of the United States into these countries. Where is that $1 trillion going to be? It's going to be right here in America. It's going to stay here. It's going to be circulating here. And moreover, you don't think that there are other countries that are going to be salivating over that big chunk of $1 trillion on an annual fucking basis of trade? Are you kidding me? Of course they are. I'm sure there's countries right now calling Donald Trump saying, look, if they don't want to make deal, we'll make deal. We don't mind. $100 billion. I'm telling you. There are other countries out here that'd be more than willing to be the manufacturing base of America. That'd be more than willing to take the trillion that we would have shot at all these other unappreciative countries to a country that appreciates our money. I mean, can some economist explain that? You're not going to be able to explain it because you're going to use nothing but a bunch of mumbo jumbo. It doesn't make sense. Okay? How does it make sense that we continue to spend our way into oblivion without having to renegotiate the trade? I don't understand what fucking economist can actually sit there with a straight face and say that it's the best thing to do to just sit back and continuously ride on with these trade deficits. I would love an economist to try to explain that, but they can't. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And you know what's sad is that these supposed allies of ours, you know, you hear a lot of people in Congress saying that Donald Trump is turning his back on allies. He's not turning his back on allies. He's saying, hey, we need a little bit more of an even trade deal here, allies, friends. And you know what our friends are telling us? You don't have the right, America. You don't have the right to be doing any kind of tariffs on us in Europe. You have no right. Fuck you, Europe. You have dumbass Trudeau up in Canada. Oh, you don't have the right, eh? You don't have the right to be doing that to us in Canada, eh? Fuck you. We can do whatever we want. We're funding your little countries. And if our fucking money doesn't go to your country, you know what's going to happen to your country? You're going to lose jobs in your country. You're going to lose a lot of money in your country. You're going to have a lot of excess goods and commodities in your country, and who are you going to blame? You going to blame America for that? How are you going to blame America for that? We're putting ourselves in debt, paying your fucking annual fucking trade deficit. How is that our fault? I mean, it doesn't make sense, folks. That's why I'm sick and tired of hearing the media trying to scare America into believing that, oh, the tariff war is going to cause a depression in America. It's going to make America filthy fucking rich. What are you talking about? It's going to keep the fucking money right here in this country where it belongs. Don't believe the fake news media. Do you understand me? Do not believe this fake news media. They don't know shit from Shinola. I don't know shit from Shinola. Anyway, look, I was supposed to be covering the stock markets. My apologies, folks. I'm just sick of these so-called allies of ours trying to fucking throw their fingers in our face, telling us, no, you have to continue to put yourself in the annual debt so you can continue to pay us for our shit goods. Fuck you and your shit goods. How dare these fucking... These are our allies? These are our allies! These are our allies! Jesus Christ. Let me move on. All right, now let's go to commodities here. Now, let's talk a little bit about energy. Now, folks, I'm telling you, these OPEC fucking cartel assholes, I mean, they are starting to make me sick. Now, they have been bamboozling the whole market, claiming, I think we are going to cut production. I think we are going to put up production. I think we are going to halt production. They don't know whether the fucking coming or going. Maybe the turban is wrapped too tight on their fucking head, and it's suppressing oxygen to their brains. I have fucking no idea. But today, OPEC comes out and says, yes, we're going to raise production, but not that much. That's all. We're going to raise production, but not that much. And that, of course, sent oil going up the roof today. Have you seen oil today, folks? Oh, my God. Let's get to WTI sweet crude, folks. I mean, good God. WTI sweet crude is up $3.74, a percentage increase. And I can't believe this, man. A percentage increase of 5.71% on the day? Good God! Current price for WTI sweet crude is $69.28 per barrel of WTI sweet crude. We've got Brent crude also up today, $2.50, a percentage increase of 3.24% increase on the day. Current price for Brent crude is $75.55 per barrel of Brent crude. That's Brent crude oil. Gasoline, you know it's going to go up. It's summertime. Of course OPEC was going to fucking cut production. Anyway, gasoline is up 2.92%. We've got natural gas down 1.08%. And heating oil is up 2.75% on the day. Let's go ahead and get to the metals, shall we? The metals! Let's get to the goddamn metals! We saw some slight green in the metals, which is very interesting. Gold is up 60 cents, a percentage increase of 0.05%, closing out gold right now at $1,271.10 per troy ounce of gold. Silver is up almost 1%. Look at this. Silver is up 12 cents, a percentage increase of 0.74%, closing out silver at $16.52 per troy ounce of silver. We've got copper up today, 0.16%. Platinum is up. Why is platinum going up? It is up 1.59% on the day. I mean, good God! I don't like platinum jewelry. I'm sorry. I don't like it. I remember the rappers in the early 2000s were trying to shove that in our faces, and I was like, man, that looks silvery as hell, man. Why am I going to buy a silvery chain? I got gold, man. I want gold. Give me gold. That's women. Not women like a gold. You know what I'm saying? Give me the gold. Give me the gold grill. Give me the gold. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to agriculture. Grains. Corn is unchanged on the day. Wheat is down 0.49%. Oats is down 0.42%. And good God, what the hell is going on with rough rice? It continues to go up. Hey, what is this? Is it the refugee crisis? I mean, what the hell's going on with rough rice? Rough rice is up again today, 2.42% on the day. I mean, good God! Soybean is up 1.64%. Soybean oil is up 0.47%. And canola is up 0.29%. Let's go ahead and get to the soft, shall we? We've got cocoa, the base for chocolate, up very modestly today. It is only up 0.04%. Coffee. Hey, dude, just don't talk to me unless I have my coffee because I'm a fruit bowl bastard. Shut up, you stupid moron. Coffee is up 0.60%. And I would like to remind everybody, remember when I used to say, boycott Starbucks? Will it actually work? Because Starbucks is closing, 150, 160 stores in America? That's what I'm telling you. You damn corporations are going to be a bunch of bleeding heart liberals that are going to be taken out of business, you pieces of shit. And like I've always told each and every one of you that are listening to my broadcast, where you spend your dollar is a political statement. All right? Where you spend your money is a political statement. So, I mean, by the fact that nobody's going and getting lattes at Starbucks anymore, and they have to close 150, 160 stores, that goes to show you the power of your purchase. The power of the purchase. All right, let's go ahead and get the sugar. Sugar is up 1.64%. Orange juice, it looks like what we've been speculating about what's happening in Brazil, a lot of chaos. It seems as though the commodities brokers out here believe that they're not going to yield as much oranges this year. And I'm talking about Brazil. Lest we forget, Brazil is the number one producer of oranges, and it's having a political, social upheaval, to say the least. Anyway, the orange juice, it is up 3.32% on the day. I mean, good God. We've got cotton up 1.20%. Lumber is up 2.39%. Jesus Christ. We've got rubber up 0.69%. And ethanol is down 0.28%. Let's get to livestock. We got live cattle. It is down 0.21%. We've got cattle feeder. It is up 0.49%. And we all know what's going on with the ham bone movement. I don't want to reiterate it. It's Baller Friday. But whenever you see a fat, jelly-ass piece of garbage rolling around in a hover-around in a goddamn grocery store in a shopping mall, all you've got to do is just go past this son of a bitch and say, ham bone. All right, simple as that. Anyway, Lean Hog is up 0.46% on the day. And that, my friends, is the markets for your ass. All right? Now, let me go ahead and we got a lot of things to talk about on the agenda here. Let me go ahead and take a sip of some old classic H2O up in here. Yeah, that's right. I'm drinking water. You know, you got to flush out the kidneys every now and then. Anyway, let's get right into the nitty-gritty of things, folks, okay? Because we got a lot of things to talk about. Obviously, the first thing I want to talk about is the president. Did you all hear what he said about immigration today? It's like he heard Wednesday's broadcast and was like, you know what, Ghost? You're right. What am I doing? Hey, get him off. We're doing something else. That's what President Trump said. Stop wasting your time, Republicans. Anyway, if you don't know, Trump tells the Republicans that they're wasting their time trying to pass immigration reform, considering that even if all Republicans oblige and like the immigration reform that they're trying to conjure up, you still need 9 Democrats in the House, which, for whatever reason, no Democrats want to do anything. They're just being obstructionist. They don't want to take any responsibility in relation to this immigration issue. They don't want to govern. I mean, how can anybody vote for a Democrat when they've done absolutely nothing but try to hurt our government, try to hurt our country? Anyway, let me tell you what I liked about what Trump said. He said, look, these are phony stories coming out about this whole child separation immigration nonsense. And I'm glad he's finally saying it was a bunch of garbage. It's nothing more than a political stunt by the Democrats trying to use a policy that's been around in immigration since 2007 and trying to put it on Trump. And, of course, you have their goons in the mainstream fake news media. And I'm telling you, folks, if you're still looking towards the mainstream media for your news and information, you're a piece of crap. That's all I'm saying. You're a piece of trash. You're a part of the problem. And let me explain how fake these people are in the news industry, in the talking head and mainstream news industries. You remember that little child crying, which ended up becoming an icon for the child separation policy? You know that little girl that's crying? The one that Time magazine put on the cover? She's there crying, looking up, and there's Donald Trump looking down at her like, you gotta go back. Well, folks, did you all know, and especially you people that had your fucking heartstrings pulled like a bunch of emotional immature twats, did you know that the crying child in the Time magazine cover was never separated from her mother? Do you understand that? Let me repeat that one more again, and this underscores how fake news, like the president has said, is the biggest threat to America's national security. Now, the little girl that's on the Time magazine cover that tried to make Trump look like some racist baby killer or something, the girl crying, which has become this supposed icon of the child separation situation that we're going through, this crying child on the Time magazine cover was never separated from her mother. The father has come out and said that the mother and her child are in a residential center in Texas doing great. Huh? Fucking fake news, man! That's how dangerous fake news is! That's why I was so fucking pissed off on Wednesday that the American people fell for this crap! The American people fell for this horse shit, man!
Oh, look at those. They're taking them away from families, and I can't believe it.
First of all, how the fuck do you know that these children that are being brought to the border are even these people's parents? How do you even know that? I mean, this is unbelievable. How do you know that these aren't child traffickers? You American people are so fucking stupid. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. I can't believe how dumb and emotionally immature you fucking people are. I mean, you'll believe anything you see on this fucking boob tube. And hey, Satan, what did Marilyn Manson say in the song about the television?
God is in the TV.
Yeah, God is in the TV. And you see, just take a look at how everybody took this whole goddamn child separation thing, hook, line, and sinker. It just goes to show you how much power the lamestream mainstream media has over your simple psyche. I mean, you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Every one of you that got taken by this political bullshit, that this political stunt that was pulled off by the Democrats, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourselves, honestly. I mean, you got taken by fake news. And this is why I keep telling you, and the president keeps telling you, that fake news is the biggest threat to America's national security. And folks, that's why this broadcast is always going to give you the straight political dope. It's not going to be telling lies. It's not going to be giving you false information like the lamestream mainstream media. And that's why this show is 100% serious now. We're not, you know, entertaining autists and Aspies and tards anymore. Because in this day and age of fake news, man, you have to have some entity, some avenue, some media force that you can trust that can give you information, enlighten you about the world, and not give you some kind of narrative, but instead give you the facts. And that's what I want this broadcast to be from now on, in this day and age of fake news. But once again, folks, I mean, Trump, he's now bitch-slapping the Democrats back, and I'm glad he is. He's now blaming the Democrats for the child separation because it is their fault. I've said this. I wrote an article on Ghost.Report giving detailed facts, links, etc., showing that not only did Barack Obama participate in this child separation policy, but he handed the damn children to child traffickers. And I linked liberal New York Times, and I purposely linked the liberal New York Times in that article, to show that even they had to cover this disgusting story. But do you Democrats and do you bleeding hearts and do you, you know, emotionally unstable, emotionally immature pricks, do you even bother to get the information before you start virtue signaling? Before you start, you know, I can't believe it, start getting emotional like anybody gives a crap? No, you don't. No, you don't. So I'm glad the president is now saying, you know what, it's your fault, Democrats. And you know what, Republicans, don't even bother getting some kind of immigration reform. Never mind. Don't even bother. You're wasting your time. Screw these Democrats. All right, if they want to run on the fact that they care about illegal immigrants and criminals more than the United States, well, then we're going to have that debate. And I think that everybody on the right, please listen to me, everybody on the right needs to emphasize that anybody who's a Democrat cares about illegal immigrants and criminals more than they do law-abiding United States citizens. And if they try to tell you, oh, how do you think that? I love America. Oh, yeah? You love America? How come the Democrats were able to pull off so many high crimes and treasonous acts without any consequence whatsoever? And yet a double standard, which we're going to talk about later, in which special counsels are erected and special investigations are looked into on an alleged, supposed Democrat alleged Russia-Trump connection, which I'm going to tell you later on, folks, is completely, it should be finished at this point, that there was no collusion with Trump and Russia at all. But Democrats, they're anti-American because what was this child separation policy really about? It wasn't about anything other than catch and release. That's what they wanted, folks. That's why they were pulling your fucking heartstrings, you emotional basket cases. They want to keep the children with the family so that they can just let the family into the country. Do you understand? That's the policy. That's what happens, you stupid Nimrods. You know, they get the parents, and what the Democrats want is they want the parents and the children together. They want the parents and the children to get a court date, and then they're released in America until they come back for their court date, and they never do. They never do. They hide in the shadows for 10 or 15, 20 years, and they're never citizens of this country. And that's what Donald Trump and ICE right now is scooping up all over America. And by the way, I'm tired of these liberals threatening ICE agents. And by the way, also, WikiLeaks, who recently published ICE agents' addresses and information, I want you to know that WikiLeaks is no longer under the control of Julian Assange, and it has been completely compromised. Do not believe anything that comes off of WikiLeaks any longer. Any longer. At all. I mean, that goes to show you that it's been compromised. But I'm sick of these liberals trying to, you know, engage some type of violent activity on ICE agents. I mean, you even had, you know, Peter Fonda, you know, this asshole, Peter Fonda, who should have died years ago, threatening Barron Trump, suggesting that there should be violence on Barron Trump on his way to school because ICE agents are doing their fucking job and taking fucking people that have no business here that came into this country illegally. And not only is it Peter Fonda who ended up having to apologize, Tom Arnold. Did you hear about Tom Arnold? Yeah, Roseanne Barr's ex-squeeze, husband, whatever you want to call this idiot. This moron had the audacity to say the same shit. That we should, or people, somebody, I don't know, he said it on Twitter, should go out and try to harass Melania. Try to harass and physically touch Barron. I mean, this is unbelievable. I cannot believe that the left is doing this. And I want to be honest with you. When I heard some of these celebrities were doing this, I decided to try to look for as much information as I can on these particular individuals. And I got a couple of numbers. So what I'm going to plan to do here, I'm going to call a couple of numbers that are supposed to be Tom Arnold's number here in about 5 minutes. So that everybody can go and let everybody on the internets know that we're going to try to call Tom Arnold here because we're not taking this. And I want to ask him a few questions on how exactly he thinks it is politically conducive to go and threaten the First Lady and her child. And I want to know, I mean, what is it that you want? What do you want to do? Are you trying to provoke violence? I'm serious. I'm going to ask, if we can get Tom Arnold on the horn, I want to know what the hell his intention is, and I want to know, and I want to know now. All right? I'm not even kidding. So, you know, let me see if we can get this idiot on the horn here. I'm not even joking around. I'm so sick. I'm so tired of these people talking all kinds of garbage over here, talking all kinds of mess, and thinking they can threaten this and threaten that, and, oh, yeah, I'm going to threaten this and threaten that. You threaten these nuts, all right? You threaten these nuts. All right. Let me go ahead and get the freaking lineman's headset on. Let me get the lineman set on, and let me go ahead and let me call this stupid, dumb idiot, wannabe political, half-witted, goddamn comedian, coke-headed son of a bitch. Do we got him? Let me see if we got him. This is one of the numbers.
Hi, you've reached 6-7.
Whoa.
Leave a message instead. Call my cell phone. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Buzz Killington from Lulzington News. We want to talk to Tom Arnold and the treasonous remarks that he's been giving to our president and to Melania and threatening Barron Trump. All right, now we want to talk to Tom Arnold. We hear allegedly there is a group looking for Tom Arnold called the Capitalist Army, and apparently they're not taking too kindly about what Tom Arnold has said. And we wanted to get something from Tom Arnold himself. Hello, did somebody pick up? Hey Tom, what do you think you're doing? What do you think you're doing by, you know, threatening the First Lady and threatening her son? What the hell you think you're doing, Tom? You think this is a game? Tom, we're talking to you, Tom. You think this is a game? Come on, Tom, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Well, we're gonna try a couple of other numbers that we got for you, Tom, but let me tell you, what you just did was treasonous, and if you think that you're an American by threatening the First Lady and threatening her son, you got another thing coming, boy. You understand? And I bet that right now you're probably calling the police saying, no, there's a capitalist army, they're coming after me. Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you started flapping your mouth about wanting to harm the First Lady and her child, you stupid son of a bitch. All right, let's see if we can call the other number, all right? Because I want to get this son of a bitch on the horn. I'm telling you this right goddamn now. I want to get this son of a bitch. I'm not kidding! I'm tired of these fucking dumbass Hollywood scum-sucking fucking idiots. Here's the other number I got for him.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Oh, it's been disconnected. Thomas Dwayne Arnold, 59 years old. Come on! Out of Newport Beach, California. Come on! Here, let me call the first number one more again, all right? Because, I mean, I want him to know that we're not taking this lightly, all right? We want to ask him a few questions, and we want them answered immediately! Immediately! Jesus Christ. What are you at? Out to lunch? What is this? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't leave a message. Instead, call my cell phone. Thank you. Bye.
Once again, this message is for Tom Arnold. What's going on, Tom, out there in Newport Beach? How you doing, man? Let me tell you something. The Capitalist Army, from what I understand, this is Buzz Killington again from Lulzington News. We hear the Capitalist Army may want to ask you a few questions. Since you're threatening the president, you're threatening the first lady, you're threatening her son, what is it that you Hollywood people think that you're trying to accomplish? What do y'all think that y'all are trying to do? Are you all trying to induce violence? I mean, is that what y'all are trying to do, Hollywood? I'm asking you, Tom Arnold. You're out here vocal. You think that you're some badass. You're threatening the goddamn First Lady and her child. What do you think you're trying to do, Arnold? I mean, do you want to induce violence? Is that what you're trying to do? Is that what Hollywood's trying to do? Because I want to be honest with you. I am unbiased, okay? I'm a journalist. I work for Lulzington News. But I think that you all are going to lose. You all are going to lose because, first and foremost, all of you people that are in Hollywood are just actors. None of you are any kind of tough guy. You're living in your own bubbles. And if you actually think that the rest of America is just going to stand by and watch you people induce America into violence, you've got another thing coming. Anyway, I would strongly advise you there, Tom Arnold, because I'm going to try to get in contact with you, all right? I would strongly advise you to step off of the political platform and go back to being a two-bit loser cokehead comedian, all right? That sounds more like where you belong. Because politics, it's serious business, all right? So think about that. You know, while you're threatening the president, you're threatening Melania Trump, you're threatening Barron Trump. Just think about that, all right, Tom Arnold, you two-bit loser. And by the way, weren't you the guy that banged a fat, disgusting, bloated Roseanne Barr just to get your career? So, yeah. Anyway, go fuck yourself, Tom. All right? All right? Beware of the capitalist army. It's all I'm saying. Just giving you a heads up. I'm out. Oh, man. Look, we tried to call both. We tried to call both, all right? But obviously, they don't pick up their home phone lines. But he'll get that later on tonight. Anyway, look, I'm just so tired of this whole bullshit, especially as it pertains to this whole child separation nonsense. I was upset the last show. If you didn't hear the last show, I'd strongly advise you to go to the archive at ghost.report and check it out for yourself. But, man, it's just, I can't believe that America fell for this Democrat political stunt. I can't believe it. Anyway, we're now 4 minutes into the second hour of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, folks, I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me. Before we get started on anything else, I'd like to remind everybody to please spread this show link around like wildfire, all right? Spread this show link around like wildfire and let everybody you know that True Capitalist Radio, let them know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house. And we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And it is ghost.report. Ghost.report. And, of course, follow me on Gab, folks, my only social media on the Internet. Follow me on Gab. Under the name Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores, Politics Ghost is the name to follow. And what's going on to the True Capitalist Radio chat room? If you want to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, by all means, all you got to do is go to my Gab, Politics Ghost, and hit the subscribe button for premium content. All right, baby? Hit the subscribe button for premium content, and once you do, private message me on Gab, and I will send you a private invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. It's that simple. Now, somebody has given me Peter Fonda's information, who was also talking garbage about the, you know, Barron Trump and all. Let's see if we can get this asshole on the horn. Let's see if we get somebody on the horn, all right? That's what I'm talking about. These damn liberals out here, they talk real big behind the goddamn media. Let's get them straight on, all right? Let's see.
We're sorry. You have reached...
Oh, yeah, he changed that number really fast. That was his landline. Let's check it out again. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going here. This is Peter Fonda. He may have already done all these. He may have already changed all this because this son of a bitch, you know... Come on. Come on, man. Pick up the phone, boy. He ain't gonna pick up. This is a landline. Nah, he ain't picking up with this boy. He ain't picking up. Now, I got about four wireless lines for this idiot. Let's see if we can get him on one. I'm not joking around. I want to talk to these fucking liberals face to face, and I want them to say it. I want them to say it. Here's a wireless. They don't want to answer. Come on, Mr. Fonda.
One, two. Hi, this
is Becky. My cell phone. Leave a message, please. Thanks.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Ah, damn it. And everybody already got to him. Good God. Ah, damn it. I wanted to get to him, for Christ's sake. Come on. Come on. We're calling Peter Fonda, and we want to get him on the horn here. Jesus.
A mailbox belonging to 3-1.
Whoa.
9. Please enter your password.
Oh, man, we got a password here. Hold on, let me see if I can get in here. Shit.
I'm sorry, that is not the correct password. Please re-enter your password now. Entered the wrong mailbox number and would like to... I'm sorry, that is not the correct password. Please re-enter your password now. If you have entered the wrong mailbox number and would like to exit the system, please press star. Sorry, you're having trouble.
Ah, damn it. It works sometimes. So for some of you guys that are in the True Capitalist Radio chat room, you know what I'm talking about. We do a little tomfoolery and, you know. Yeah, y'all remember the Burger King in California? Y'all remember? That was funny. That was Anyway, you had to have been there. That's why you have to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room, man. You know what I mean? All right, let's call one more. Let's call two more, actually.
Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time.
Oh, what's going on? Why? Well, that's it for Peter Fonda. Nobody answers, and he's already changed all his... info. Here, let me go ahead and just repost his information here. There it is. Check out my gab. All right, check out my gab. There it is right there. So anyway, let's just continue going, shall we? All right, I'm sorry. We tried to make it a little fun for Baller Friday, but these goddamn dumb celebrities, they never pick up. They're too scared. They talk mad garbage about everybody, but then when it comes down to it, you know, they don't want none. They don't want none. Once again, the president tells the Republicans they're wasting their time trying to pass immigration reform. And I'm glad that President Trump is finally calling these child separation stories that are being pushed by the fake news media phony stories and lies. All right? Now Trump is blaming the Democrats where it belongs for the child separation, because lest we forget, they can change this. All they have to do is do their fucking job in Congress. But all Democrats are doing is being obstructionists, trying to do political stunts. That's all they're doing, for Christ's sake, man. And once again, folks, the child crying in the infamous Time magazine cover, right, trying to make Trump look like some bad man, was never separated from her mother, all right? Underscoring once again that these mainstream media outlets are fake news. The father of the alleged crying girl on the Time magazine cover says that the mother and baby are in a residential center in Texas. Fake news, fake news, fake news. And all of you people that fell for this, you know, pulling on the heartstrings crap, you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Seriously, you should all be ashamed of yourselves for falling for this crap. And you know what? Even though the president signed an executive order stopping the separation of children and their families, the Democrats are still bitching. You know that? The Democrats are still goddamn bitching, for heaven's sake, man. Oh, God, man. I'm tired of this. I mean, that's why I was trying to tell the president on Wednesday, don't even try to appease the Democrats. They don't care. They're soulless. They're pieces of trash. Jesus Christ. Anyway, oh, yeah, by the way, people are now giving me liberal numbers. You know what? Let's call another liberal. All right, this is Ashley Feinberg. This is a broad who decided to, publish Stephen Miller's phone number. So let's call her. Let's call Ashley Feinberg, parentheses, 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 and see what she has to say. You know what I mean? All right, I mean, I'm serious. I'm tired of this stuff. She publishes Steve Miller's but won't answer hers. I got three numbers for this broad. I mean, I just want to ask a few questions.
Ashley Feinberg is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Ashley Feinberg. This is Pat McCrotch from Antifa, and I just wanted to let you know that we're all for you. Okay, Ashley Feinberg, thank you for giving us Stephen Miller's cell phone number. We have tracked it to where he actually resides in Washington, D.C. And because of you, Ashley Feinberg, being so dedicated to the leftist cause, we plan on doing something to Stephen Miller. Antifa, we're so bad. We're so naughty. We're naughty. You know, we're so naughty. Anyway, Ashley, it's all because of you. Okay, anything that happens, it's all because of you, Ashley. Thank you. Oh, yes. It's Antifa. It's Antifa or death.
I guess I can't. I guess I can't listen to it. All right, let's try one more. Jesus Christ, with these leftists, man. They make me so goddamn sick. All right, let's try one more again. Let's try one more. All right, here we go. She says that you're a very, very dirty woman, and you don't really charge very much, do you, Debbie? Yeah. Hey, so tell me what you like to do, Debbie. Here, you want to smell this? Here, smell this. Yeah, Ashley said you were that kind of girl.
With your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. Erase and message review.
Yeah, Debbie. How you doing, Debbie? Ashley gave me your number because she says that you're a very, very dirty woman and you don't really charge very much, do you, Debbie? Yeah. Hey, so tell me what you like to do, Debbie. Here, you want to smell this? Here, smell this.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, to send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
All right, we sent that urgent. All right, that's enough. All right, that's enough. Look, folks, we're just trying to call liberals here, and these are liberals that are threatening the life of the president, threatening the lives of the president's cabinet, his advisors, etc. You know, I mean, come on. We have to do what we have to do, man, all right? We got to let them know that we know, you know? You got to let them know that we know. Anyway, I was talking about, once again, the president calling out the child separation fucking political stunt by the Democrats a complete fake news, phony story, nothing burger. And I'm glad that he's finally doubling down on this because he should have done this on Wednesday. But hey, I mean, you know, you believe the hype. I'm telling you, you know, I'm glad. I am so glad that Trump is finally telling these Democrats it's their fucking fault. All right, this policy was accelerated under Obama, and not only did Obama separate the children from the families, he gave those children over to child traffickers. But do you hear liberals talking garbage about that? Do you hear them crying? Now, do you hear Elijah Cummings out there? We're better than this, man. We're better than that, man. You don't say, man. We're better than that, man. Huh? Do you hear that? No, you don't. Do you hear, like, man, Cory Booker, another disgusting, fake, overdramatic piece of crap. Does anybody really buy Cory Booker? Seriously. Oh, my God, I'm Cory Booker. And I'm just going to act overdramatic just like this and hope that people actually take my bullshit because I'm an ambiguous gay man with no partner. Which probably means that I'm, who knows, I don't even want to speculate. I don't even want to speculate, but I would like an age check on Cory Booker. That's all I'm saying, all right? I'm just saying. Anyway, let me move on, all right? The president, he's not only not backing down now on the immigration stance, he's not backing down on tariffs, folks. And let me tell you, I am so glad I was the only one, at least on the internet, ever talking about the this unbalanced trade deals that we had across the board, on most of the world, against most of the world. We have a trade deficit with most of the world. And that was unsustainable. I mean, we weren't going to be able to sustain that. I mean, what, we're going to continue to put ourselves in debt and in debt? We're almost at $21 trillion on a national deficit. And what, we're going to continue to, you know, what, pull out more money so that we can send it over to China? So we can send it over to Canada? So we can send it to Mexico? So we can send it to the EU? Hell no! And once again, these are our supposed allies. I mean, we have the deficit, and then they're pointing their finger at us, telling us we can't. We can't put tariffs, that we can't renegotiate the trade deal, that the renegotiating the trade deal is illegal. Go fuck yourself, EU, China, and all you people that are trying to claim that you're our allies, when in actuality, you can't even renegotiate the trade deal. Look, we're not trying to make it even keel here. We're not trying to say that we want an even trade deficit, but by God, the current deficits that we have are unsustainable. And for you asshole, dumbass, wannabe allied countries sitting here waving your finger at America, it's only pissing us off. And I'm sick and tired of the lamestream media trying to scare the American people into believing that there's going to be some kind of a Great Depression if these tariffs are implemented. Folks, there is going to be no Great Depression. I mean, like I said in the beginning of the broadcast, I would like some economist to legitimately explain to me how is it that we're going to go into a depression when we're the ones spending all the money. We're the ones on the deficit side of the trade deal. I don't understand. I mean, it seems to me that we'll go into a depression if we continue to spend on a deficit basis and not try to rectify it. But no, you've got media people actually claiming that by going into this tariff route, which is, listen, I mean, Donald Trump is not trying to start trade wars. What he's trying to do is renegotiate trade deals. And that's what the lamestream media, the fake news media, is misinterpreting or purposely trying to carve a new narrative out. There is no recession, there is no depression if we have tariffs. All right? There is none. The money that would have went to EU, the $160 billion that goes to the EU on a on an annual basis, would stay right here in America. The $600 billion that we send to China every year on an unbalanced trade deal on an annual basis would stay right here in America. The $100 billion that we send to Mexico would stay right here in America. That's the worst case scenario. And you don't think that there's other countries that want dibs on that? I'm sick and tired of this hyper-sensationalistic bullshit, folks. We have to stop. Everybody that you know that looks on the television for their news and information, they have to stop. They have to stop. Because, folks, all these people in the mainstream media are doing are shaping a narrative. That's all they're doing. They're not providing you news and information. They are trying to carve out a narrative. And why are they trying to carve out a narrative? What is the motive of the lamestream mainstream media? Well, take a look at their advertisers. Because the advertisers are the reason why they're giving you whatever news and information that they're giving you. Do you understand me? They're not trying to give you actual facts and news and information. They're trying to entertain you. They're trying to sensationalize you. They want you glued onto those talking heads so that you could see those advertisements. There's no true news and information. What you get right here on this broadcast is true news and information. And that's why I'm saying, folks, you cannot fall for these talking heads. They are complete fake news. The president keeps emphasizing it. He says that the greatest threat to American national security is fake news, and I 100% believe him. Just take a look at what the media did with this whole child separation nonsense, aiding the Democrats' political stunt. That's fake weaponized news, folks. Putting up fake pictures and phony stories. And with this whole tariff nonsense, they're trying to say that we're going to go into a depression if we have tariffs. Give me a break. We've only thrown a tariff, well, before these dumbasses, our allies, quote unquote, started talking garbage to us. We only had a tariff on aluminum and steel. But now, folks, China wants to flex nuts with us. Trump put a tariff on $200 billion worth of goods. China still doesn't want to budge, doesn't want to negotiate. Well, Trump heightened that to $500 billion worth of goods to be officially tariffed by the United States from China. And I'm telling you right now, that's going to hurt China. It's going to make their whole house of cards fall down. China needs to take its head out of its honorable ass and realize that it's going to have to negotiate a legitimate trade deal, because if they don't, and for whatever reason, our $600 billion that usually goes to China on an annual imbalanced trade deficit, it's going to affect that country. It's going to affect that goddamn country, boy. You know it and I know it, because their whole house of cards, their whole economy is based on us continuing to spend through them. And if we no longer spend our money with them on manufacturing, they are completely screwed. The communist government will, if you want my opinion, I think it would crumble. I think that the Chinese government will completely collapse if the Chinese government doesn't capitulate and do something to salvage whatever trade deal it has with the United States. I know these Chinese, they think they're so honorable and all this crap, man. They're gonna honor kill themselves if they don't negotiate with Donald Trump on this trade deal. I mean, we don't want an even keel trade deal, but instead of $600 billion, how about $300 billion or $250 billion trade deficit? How come you idiots in China never purchase any of our goods? I mean, that's really what the negotiation is all about. We're sending them all this money. They're not sending us anything. And that's what we really need to focus on. I mean, that's why I am glad that Donald Trump is holding steady and not fucking going or backing down from these tariffs. This has been a long time coming, folks. Just like the president always says in his rallies, we're no longer the stupid country where we're just going to continue to give these imbalanced trade deals, all these trillions of dollars to countries that are supposed to be our ally, but once we ask to renegotiate the trade deal, they act as if they're our authority. And I'm taking great offense to the Europeans, the Canadians, the Mexicans, and the Chinese. We're supposed to be allies to some capacity, but once we wanted to renegotiate our trade deal, you're trying to tell us we don't have the right to do so? I mean, are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. These are our allies, right? These are our closest allies, like all these idiots in Congress like to say. Not to mention, folks, the president has now announced a potential 20% tariff on European cars, baby. And you know what's sad is I like German cars. I like Mercedes. You know, I like them. They're good. They're badass cars, man. BMWs, badass cars. Now, that's going to affect me because if I have to go and purchase a part for my cars, it's probably gonna be a lot more. It's going to be 20% plus more, you know? But I'm willing to pay for it because, by God, I mean, we need to start competing on this world market, all right? I mean, the manufacturing goods of America need to spread on a global scale. And these countries need to start purchasing from us, for heaven's sake. We're out here making billionaires all over the world when we need to be making more billionaires right here in America. And that's what the president's emphasizing. Now, he's still negotiating with Canada and Mexico. But Canada and Mexico, well, first of all, I don't know what Canada's problem is. I mean, Canada, what Justin Trudeau did to Donald Trump is bullshit. And as far as I'm concerned, we should be ripping up NAFTA right after that backstabbing of that faggot-ass Trudeau. And secondly, I don't know what Mexico's problem is. I mean, hey, Mexico, put down the fucking rubber tortilla and stop acting like all machismo and shit. Do you understand that you could be the next China? If you just stop being a bunch of machismo fucking morons and put the burrito down for about 5 minutes and realize that you're just a border hop into America and that you could be the manufacturing base of America and the $600 billion that's going to Mexico could potentially go to you if you wouldn't just act like a machismo, uneducated idiot. But I guess that's a lot to ask from Mexico because that's all they got. That's all they got is that machismo shit. Other than that, they ain't got nothing. And like I've said, for all you Mexicans over there in Mexico, what are you? You all think that you're a race? You're not a race. I'm tired of hearing, oh, the Mexican race, man. I'm from Mexico. Viva la Mexico. Hey, you know what the majority of not just Mexico, but South America is? It is the rapings of the Spanish conquistadors of the natives, the Mayans, the Incas, the Aztecs. I mean, that's what most of Mexico is, unless we forget the slave trade that came in through Brazil. That's why you got a lot of dark black people in Brazil and in those Caribbean islands, etc. I mean, there's no Mexican race. I mean, can you Mexicans just pipe your asses down? Fucking stop chewing on the rubber tortilla, put the fucking burrito down, and realize that if you would just come back down to reality, Holmes, and realize that Mexico could be the next China. I mean, you could be manufacturing the goods. You could be shipping them over to America. You could be a rich country. But of course, for that to happen, Mexico has to have decent leadership, and I doubt it's going to have it. I doubt it's going to have it. So, you know, Mexico is going to be in the position that it's going to be, and it's going to be in that position for a long time. Anyway, let's move on, folks. We got a lot of things to talk about. Hey, did y'all see Melania Trump yesterday when she went down to McAllen, Texas, to go visit some of those, family holding fucking units or whatever the hell they're called, these immigrant holding units. And let me tell you, it's sad that the president, the first lady, Congress are wasting all this time on immigration. I mean, we need to be building this country up, man. We should be focusing on infrastructure in the Americas, and in America, I should say. And I mean, we should be doing shit here, man. And yet, you've got Democrats. When are they most vocal? When are Democrats most vocal? When you're either an illegal immigrant or a criminal. That's when they throw the biggest ruckus. That's when they cause the media outcry. That's when they throw on the crocodile tears. Not for American people, for illegal immigrants and criminals. Anyway, Melania Trump, when she was boarding the plane, all right, to McAllen, Texas. She was allegedly wearing a jacket that stated on the back, "I don't really care, do you?" Now, of course, the media, I guess, intended to try to direct that message on the back of the jacket with in relation to the children or something. You know, the media, they're going to try to pick and choose whatever the fuck they want to interpret that as. But when I saw Melania Trump with that jacket, I knew exactly who she was talking to. And she was talking to the fake news, weaponized media. That's who she was talking to. All these stupid little stories that they put out about Melania Trump, about her and Barron. I mean, they are vicious. I mean, we didn't hear this type of media gossip and just vulgar tabloid type stories coming out on a consistent basis about Barack Obama's children or that tranny wife of his, Michelle or Michael Obama, whatever the hell her name is. But no, when it comes to Trump, it's open season, isn't it? And I'm glad Melania Trump wore that jacket and trolled the fake news media. I don't really care, do you? And you see, the media, they're trying to interpret that however they see fit. But we all know that these people are an enemy of the American people. They're an enemy of the American people. And I'm tired of nobody actually focusing in on that shit. Nobody emphasizing that. That they are purposely spreading lies to carve narratives. And this should be illegal, folks. I don't understand how the media gets away with this. I don't understand how they get away with this shit. Once again, Melania Trump wears a jacket that says, "I don't really care, do you?" prior to entering the plane headed towards McAllen so that she could go visit some kind of immigrant facility. And I thought that was a great troll. I thought it was great, and it triggered the media, didn't it? I hate the fake news media, folks. I hate the fake news media. It makes me sick. Let me move on, folks, and let me get to a real story here that nobody is talking about. This is an actual lawsuit that's actually being filed. Now, of course, you're not going to hear the mainstream media talking about this, but a former Secret Service agent by the name of Gary Brine has filed a RICO statute lawsuit against Bill, Hillary, Chelsea Clinton, John Podesta, George Soros, David Brock, and other individuals and organizations. Now, I don't know if y'all saw, but you can scroll down to, or on my Gab account, I did Gab out the actual brief of this particular lawsuit, so I'm going to go ahead and open it up. Now, Gary J. Brine is the complainant, and this is a RICO complainant. Now, he left a P.O. box because he says in this brief that he is so scared for his life that he doesn't want to leave a personal address. It says right here, actual home address withheld due to death threats related to danger to plaintiff from enterprise defendants, surrogates, participants, and others. Such address can be provided to the district court under seal. Now, what is he talking about the enterprise? Well, he's talking about the people that he's taking into this lawsuit. Now, he's going to take the Clinton Foundation, a.k.a. Bill Hillary Chelsea Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, the registered agent for that is John Tisdale, the Clinton Gaestra Enterprise Partnership, never heard of that, care of Frank Gaestra out of Beverly Hills, California. Media Matters for America. We all know that's David Brock's operation. Correct the Record, which is another offshoot operation by Brock himself and, you know, other, or you get it. The American Bridge 21st Century, which is a CT corporation system. Citizens Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, that is another CT corporation system. Share Blue, which is a David Brock entity. Corporation Trust Company, registered agent is True Blue Media LLC, another connection to David Brock. David Brock himself, William Jefferson Clinton himself, Hillary Rodham Clinton herself, George Soros himself, John Podesta himself, Jonathan Rackrow himself, Jan Gillooly, all right, herself, and it says, and numerous unnamed defendants. So this right here is going to be a big, big-time lawsuit, folks. I mean, there's a 210-page brief, and it alleges all kinds of stuff that we've all speculated. All of us that have been researching these topics, who remember the emails of the DNC, who remember the Seth Rich droppings. As a matter of fact, Seth Rich it's mentioned in this lawsuit. Seth Rich is mentioned in this lawsuit, man. I mean, I can't believe this. And this guy who is putting the lawsuit up, this Secret Service, or former Secret Service agent Gary Brine, he's referring to all those sued and mentioned in the lawsuit as an organized crime syndicate called the Enterprise. The Enterprise. So, if anybody knows who Gary Brine is, please make sure that he is very healthy and make sure that, he doesn't get suicided, you know what I mean? I mean, he doesn't get Anthony Bourdain, okay? Remember, Anthony Bourdain was talking mad garbage about Hillary Clinton. He tweeted that he had dirt on Hillary Clinton that could throw her in jail like a week before he died. And then he commits suicide out there in France. And, of course, he was working for CNN at the time, which we all know is a CIA operation. I mean, their best little talking head boy, Anderson Cooper, he's worked for the CIA since college. His name is not even Anderson Cooper. His last name is Vanderbilt. I mean, if the guy doesn't have like $200, $300 million in a trust fund, he ain't worth shit. Are you kidding me? He doesn't have to do this. He's doing this because he's a part of something. But yeah, Anthony Bourdain, he was out there on CNN in France, the same city that covered up the Diane murder. Remember Princess Diane? Dodi Al-Fayed? Huh? Yeah, France is real good at covering up murders for, you know, others. Wink, wink. And did y'all hear right after Bourdain was killed, they just cremated his body in France. No big deal. I'll just cremate him. Let's go ahead and burn all the evidence, you know? Let's go ahead and cremate him. And what was the other broad that killed herself with the scarf? Kate Spade. Hey, did you all hear that her father died miraculously the night before her funeral? Yeah, and you know that Kate Spade's father was the only one out of all of her family that said, nah, this is not her. She would never do this. She would never kill herself. I mean, he was the only one standing up for her. Her sister was like, you know what, she never talked about suicide, but I think she'd commit it. Everybody around her, the same story, except for her old man, her father, and her father miraculously dies the night before her funeral. And we all remember Kate Spade. She was affiliated with the Clinton Foundation. She did work with Hillary Clinton down there in Haiti. So once again, you know, when you're affiliated with the Clinton Foundation and you have some potential compromising information on the Clintons, you end up dead. You know, and I don't know how many people have to end up dead before people realize that there is a direct correlation between being affiliated with Clinton and Clinton-like nonprofit, supposed nonprofit activities, and death and children, etc. Now, what's really, really interesting about this is that this Secret Service agent is calling all these people, the individuals and organizations named in this lawsuit, as a criminal syndicate. Remember, I've always talked about that, folks. Remember when I first came back in March of 2016, and I said, look, everybody thought that Bernie Sanders was going to win, and, you know, Bernie Sanders had the political momentum and all this nonsense. I told y'all back then, look, Bernie Sanders is not going to win. Even if he wins, he's not going to win. I said that the Clintons are like the, I mean, they had this whole government on lockdown. Remember, I said that. I mean, you have to go back to the blogtalkradio.com/ghost archives to hear those episodes. But I said that, man, the Clintons are feared by the Democratic Party. I mean, they know where all the bodies are buried, and they're almost untouchable. I also said that there wasn't going to be anything relating to these email investigation at the time by the FBI. Because, as I stated, folks, these people are untouchable. They were untouchable until Donald Trump came along. And let me tell you, they are trying to fight with every ounce of their might to prevent themselves from doing any kind of prison time or being potentially, you know, suicided or whatever. I mean, the globalists are now playing hardball, folks. They don't want this globalist system tumbling down. And they're coming after those of us that helped take it down. I'll tell you that right now. Now, if I were Gary Brine, I hope that he has 24-hour security. I hope nobody in the Clinton syndicate knows where he's at, where he lives, where he's staying. This is a real lawsuit, folks. And by the way, because it's a RICO lawsuit, the RICO statute, this was brought about because of the mafia, the Italian mafia. If they can try somebody in a grand organized crime conspiracy and prosecute and find one in this conspiracy guilty, then they are all guilty. And that's what this RICO lawsuit is so integral. It's so peculiar because, I mean, Gary Brine is claiming everybody that's mentioned in this lawsuit, individually and organization, are a part of a criminal syndicate called the Enterprise. And that's what this Enterprise, that's what it's referred to throughout the whole brief, throughout the whole legal brief, the Enterprise. And if you have not seen this brief, folks, go to my gab right now, re-gab it, read it, try to spread it around like wildfire, folks. It is an unbelievable read. Unbelievable read, for Christ's sake. Oh, my God. And I don't know if anything's going to come of this. Remember the last guy that tried to file a lawsuit against the Clintons? Remember that that one guy who tried to file a lawsuit against the DNC because they cheated Bernie Sanders out of being the presidential nominee? That guy ended up kind of being suicided. Remember they found him face down dead in his bathroom, claiming it was natural causes? I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Anyway, I hope something comes of this goddamn former Secret Service agent, Gary Brine, and this RICO lawsuit, man, because, I mean, it almost seems that these people are untouchable, right, man? I mean, you know, Bill, Hillary, Chelsea Clinton, John Podesta. I mean, especially John Podesta. I mean, how much more evidence do you need on a circumstantial level to know that this guy and his brother aren't fucking Woody Allen butt-loving pedophiles? I mean, just based on the kind of art that they like, based on kind of the crap they throw on their walls. I mean, come on, the fact that John Podesta likes Amr Bravik and the fucking spirit cooking. I mean, give me a break. And, of course, George Soros.
I am George Soros, and I will show all of you true power, yes. And I want to tell all of you all over the world that don't want the globalism. I want to tell you that I will not stop until globalism will take control of all of your country. And I will continue to spend money and make sure that you oblige the global system that we are trying to put into power. And you want to know why? I want everything. You want to know why? Because the world is mine! Everything is mine! Your mother's coochie is mine! The black people are all mine.
The homosexuals are all mine. The lesbians are mine. Everything is mine.
And I will show all of you who are trying to stop George Soros. I will show all of you his true power. So, you keep trying to come at me. I tell all of you all over the world that you can't stop me. I have a son, Alex Soros, who's going to be meaner than me. And you all are going to see that the Soros family is going to take over the world, whether I'm alive or not. I should have died years ago, but I'm alive, because everything is mine. Do you all hear me? Everything is mine.
I mean, that's George Soros for you, man. That's how he
thinks, man.
Anyway, please, forward this brief. Spread it around all the damn social media sites. This is a legit lawsuit. This is a legitimate lawsuit. The lamestream mainstream media is not going to cover this. So please take a look at that brief and spread it around like wildfire. All right? I'm not even kidding. Spread it around like wildfire. Now, moving on. The Department of Justice and its deadline to hand over the documents subpoenaed by the House Intelligence Committee is today. Now, it looks like who's now the acting attorney general in this particular case, Rod Rosenstein, it looks as if he's not going to hand over the documents to Devin Nunes and the House Intelligence Committee. So it looks as if they may file a contempt of Congress on Rod Rosenstein, if not a potential full-fledged impeachment. Because what Rod Rosenstein is doing, and the FBI for that matter, Christopher Wray, they are obstructing justice. And you want to know why they're obstructing justice? Because they can. If we, as regular American citizens, were not relinquishing information and documents like they were, we'd be in jail, folks. We would be thrown in jail in solitary confinement until we produced a goddamn document so that we can at least get out and go play some fucking basketball or some shit. I mean, the double standard, man. The double goddamn standard. I mean, lest we forget, folks, the House Intelligence Committee, especially, I'm glad that Devin Nunes is chairing the House Intel Committee, because without him, I don't think we would have gotten all this information. I don't think that the exposure of the deep state would have been so apparent at this point. And what do the House Intelligence Committee want? What documents? They want all $1.1 million documents. Yeah, $1.1 million documents related to Russia Trump, related to Hillary Clinton email scandal, related to the FISA warrant, etc. And for whatever reason, the Department of Justice and the FBI refused to give over these documents. Now, I want to remind everybody that the House Intel Committee does have authority over the Department of Justice and the FBI. But for whatever reason, they don't want to hand over these documents. And the reason is, it's because it's going to implicate the Department of Justice and the FBI themselves of committing crimes. And I don't think that the FBI and the Department of Justice wants its own prosecuted. So, does that mean, and I hate to keep repeating this over and over and over again, but are these people too big to jail? Are they too big to jail, man? Are we ever going to see justice from those that corrupted the institutions of government at the highest level of the judicial branch? And I'm talking the Department of Justice and the FBI. Are these people too big to jail? And you know what's sad? All it is, and I hate to say this, but all this contempt of Congress, it's all a bunch of political theater. Unless they're going to move to impeach Rod Rosenstein, this is all a bunch of nothing burgers. And the reason that they're just going to file a contempt of Congress on Rod Rosenstein is because of chicken shit Paul Ryan. Chicken shit House Leader Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, doesn't want to go full throttle and impeach Rosenstein, even though he is obstructing justice. He doesn't want to go full throttle with an impeachment. That's why the contempt of Congress was thrown around today during the press conference by Paul Ryan. I'm telling you, Paul Ryan, can you piss off, man? Can you piss off? I mean, I'm glad that you're no longer going to be the Speaker of the House. I'm glad that you're no longer going to be in power. But, God damn it, your fucking time can't come up any sooner, man. It's like January can't come by any faster. I mean, come on! I hate Paul Ryan. Part of the Cheesehead Mafia with Rance Priebus trying to take down our president during the 2016 campaign. And I want to be honest with you, man. I think that the real reason why he's retiring is because he doesn't want to be implicated in the swamp activity that he's probably indulged himself in ever since he was in Congress. I think that's why a lot of these Republicans and Democrats are no longer seeking re-election, because they don't want to be implicated in any of the potential investigations of the Washington, D.C. swamp, because it may implicate them personally. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Anyway, once again, the Department of Justice's deadline to hand over documents subpoenaed by the House Intelligence Committee, it's today. It's over. So we'll see what happens Monday or this weekend, whether or not we're going to see a contempt of Congress on Rod Rosenstein or an impeachment. It should be an impeachment as far as I'm concerned, because, I mean, why are you hiding the documents from the House Intelligence Committee, which has oversight over the Department of Justice and the FBI? They're obstructing justice, folks. There's no other way around it. And only those that work for the Department of Justice and FBI seem to be the only ones above the law when it comes to obstructing justice. Now, is that blind justice? I don't think so, folks. That's why I continue to tell each and every one of you, you have to make a ruckus about this. That's why I keep... Jesus Christ, I can't fucking emphasize anymore that you've got to repost the articles that I gab, that you've got to spread the information into everybody's face so these liberals can't lie about it anymore. Do you understand? It's that damn important, damn it! Every time I post something, I know I've got a lot more followers. Repost the shit! It's just a fucking click! We need to make sure the information is in front of all the liberals' faces! In front of their goddamn faces so they can't lie! So they can't sit here and try to shape a narrative that's completely false! God damn it! I wish you people took this shit a little bit more serious, man. Jesus Christ. And on top of the Department of Justice and its deadline for the documents for the House Intelligence Committee, Peter Strzok, you know, the disgraced FBI agent. Well, he, you know, I think we reported on Wednesday that he was escorted out of the FBI building. Well, today, folks, he is stripped of his FBI security clearance. And, you know, that's all great and dandy, but he's still collecting an FBI paycheck. He needs to be fired. Just like Andrew McCabe, get him out. Just like James Comey, get him out. Get him the fuck out. They politically weaponized the FBI. How come nobody else is as pissed off as I am about this? They politically weaponized the highest law enforcement agency in this country. I mean, that jeopardizes the very integrity of our government. And yet nobody seems to be as pissed off as I am. I have been talking about this issue for the past several months. But of course, I guess if it was a fucking video game or a cartoon, I guess every one of you would get your assholes puckered and be ready to talk about it, for fuck's sake. Anyway, Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent, is stripped of his FBI security clearance. And did you know something? Out of this IG, this Inspector General report, Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, In this Inspector General report, there are five FBI agents, okay, that are targeted for anti-Trump bias. Three of those FBI agents who just posed blatant anti-Trump bias in their texts to one another, in their emails to one another. Three of those FBI agents targeted for anti-Trump bias in the IG report were also a part of Robert Mueller's special counsel. How fucking quaint! Three of the five FBI agents targeted for anti-Trump bias were also a part of Robert Mueller's special counsel. Now, I've been saying this over and over and over again. Why is Robert Mueller's special counsel continuing to exist? It has spent over $20 million of U.S. taxpayer dollars for nothing. For absolutely nothing. I mean, it is more than obvious at this point that Robert Mueller is trying to take down Trump because the swamp has directed him to. He has no legal foundation to do so. This is why Robert Mueller, not only should his investigation and his counsel end, but Robert Mueller himself should be investigated. Robert Mueller himself should be investigated. How can three of the five FBI agents targeted for anti-Trump bias in the IG report end up on the Robert Mueller special counsel unless Robert Mueller was trying to load up his special counsel with anti-Trumpers so they can do whatever it takes, whatever unscrupulous legal means necessary to take down the president? I mean, I'm sick of this crap. I mean, you know, Peter Strzok, folks. Peter Strzok was not only a part of Robert Mueller's special counsel, he was the lead investigator in the Hillary Clinton email investigation and into the Russia Trump investigation. Peter Strzok was the lead investigator! And by the way, what does this say about the FBI? Huh? I mean, seriously, what does this say about the FBI? Why should the FBI continue to exist at this point? I mean, it has proven itself a politically weaponized enemy of the United States people. I'm serious. It has proven itself a politically weaponized enemy of the United States people, because what they tried to do, the FBI and elements of the Department of Justice, is usurp the people's vote. They were trying to usurp the power away from the people by trying to remove a duly elected president. And folks, these are unelected bureaucrats. These are people that, you know, are 20, 30 year career people that see several presidents come and go. This is the deep state that everybody's talking about. These people were trying to usurp the people's vote by removing a duly elected president. They politically weaponized the FBI. Now, what should happen about this? What should be done about this? Seriously, what should be fucking done about this? I'm tired of hearing all these talking heads on the lamestream media say,
well, it's just the top echelon. It's not the rank and file FBI who's out there with the boots on the ground.
Folks, a group is defined by its leadership. And take a look. All of the FBI leadership seems to be compromised, from Robert Mueller, who was once the FBI director, to James Comey, who was once the FBI director, McCabe, who was the deputy FBI director, Rod Rosenstein, who's the deputy attorney general, Peter Strzok, who was the head of counterintelligence at the FBI. I mean, folks, how can we sit here and suggest that the FBI actually protects America at this point? How can anybody make the argument, especially after the bias that has been shown in the Inspector General report by these FBI agents, how can we expect them to protect all of America? There was one FBI agent that called Trump supporters a bunch of idiots and a piece of shit, and that we're fat losers. I mean, these are FBI agents that are supposed to be protecting America, all of America, in an unbiased capacity. Are we just going to close our eyes and pretend that the FBI are good boys and they didn't do nothing? Jesus Christ. Anyway, we are now 5 minutes into the third and final hour of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And, of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost. And once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me. Before we get started on anything, I'd like to remind everybody to please spread this show link around like wildfire. Remember, this show is the political underground, and the only reason anybody knows about it is because of you. Because you spread it around. You go to the forum posts, you go to the blogs, you go to the chat rooms, and you spread this show link around like wildfire on the social media. Go out there and spread it, baby! And let everybody know that True Capitalist Radio is in effect and in the house. And we are live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the official website, once again, of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast. And it is ghost.report. It's as simple as that. You type that in your browser, add it to your bookmarks or your favorites. Ghost.report. That's the home of the official website of the True Capitalist Radio Show. And, of course, I want everybody to follow me on my only social media on the Internet, and that's at Gab. If you don't have a Gab account, well, then, by God, what the hell are you doing? It's the last bastion of freedom of speech and social media today. And you can follow me on Gab under the name Politics Ghost. All one word, no underscores. Politics Ghost is the name to follow. And once again, I want to say what's going on to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. If you want to be a part of the True Capitalist Radio chat room and kick back with us, talk politics, talk economics, talk crypto, talk social criticism, whatever, come on down, baby. Join the True Capitalist Radio chat room. There's no more autistic aspie-tards anymore. All right? Come on down. And how do you join? It's very simple. Go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost. Go to my Gab, Politics Ghost, and hit the subscribe button for premium content, all right? Hit the subscribe button for premium content, and once you do, go ahead and private message me on Gab and let me know your Discord chat name so I can go ahead and give you a private invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. It's that damn simple. Now, once again, folks, what should happen to the FBI since we're talking about how Peter Strzok, disgraced FBI agent, is stripped of his FBI security clearance, even though he's still getting paid by the FBI? All right? Three out of the five FBI agents who were targeted for anti-Trump bias in the Inspector General report were a part of the Robert Mueller special counsel, so this should make Robert Mueller's special counsel null and void, like we just said here in the past hour. So what should happen to the FBI? I mean, I'm sick and tired of hearing people in the lamestream mainstream media talking about how the FBI's rank and file are great Americans and yada, yada, yada. Oh, yeah? If that was the case, then why did they let their leadership do this criminalistic, politically weaponized shit to demoralize and ruin the integrity of the FBI? Why? Why? Because, folks, they were corrupt. And let's be honest. Let's take a step back. When the hell was the FBI created? It was created during the time of Al Capone. You understand? And who was the first director of the FBI? None other than J. Edgar. Put a dress on me because I'm a fruit bowl Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover. Now, I'm going to give you this. J. Edgar Hoover, he was an anti-communist, the only good thing I could say about the man. But he used his authority at the FBI to basically supersede our Constitution. To supersede our ability to have a Fourth Amendment. I mean, he eavesdropped and listened to people at will. And he utilized his intelligence gathering so that he could politically weaponize the FBI. He was a major component, J. Edgar Hoover, if you wanted to be in power in America. You know, there's a good movie that was an Oliver Stone movie. Now, I know Oliver Stone is anti-Trump, and he's a, you know, your typical Hollywood. He's going to say whatever his masters that are paying him his millions of dollars are telling him to say. But a good movie that basically shows how integral Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, was to maintaining political power in America. There is a movie called Nixon. Nixon, that was directed by Oliver Stone. I believe it was Anthony Hopkins who plays Nixon, which is a hell of a Nixon, by the way. And it underscores how J. Edgar Hoover was an entity anyone that wanted to be president or powerful in government had to either deal with or maneuver around so that you could be able to, you know, sustain power. I mean, it's pretty bad. And you see, when the FBI is incepted on the basis of that type of corruption, when it's founded on a person that was so vile and so thirsty for people's private information and willing to do unscrupulous things like no warrant taps of your phone lines, unwarranted following by FBI agents, and the whole nine yards. I mean, this is what the FBI was founded on. It was founded on corruption. It was founded on trampling the United States Constitution. It was founded on oppressing American people. And you know what I find bizarre is that every time a celebrity or somebody who's known dies, the FBI releases their so-called quote-unquote dossier on them. Did you hear that the FBI had a dossier on the guy that died? I was just about to say his name. The guy that died that ran Fox, Roger Ailes. They had a FBI dossier. FBI dossier on Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes never did anything in his life to warrant a observation by the FBI, and let alone to compile a dossier on the man. They have a whole dossier on Roger Ailes' life. I mean, what the hell does that mean, man? That means that the FBI is looking after each and every one of us instead of protecting us, because that's what the FBI was supposed to do, right? It was supposed to keep us protected. But as we see, folks, the FBI overlooks a lot. They overlooked, and look, this was, I mean, I wrote about this on Ghost.Report about Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller, when he was FBI director during 9/11/2001, admitted that it was his incompetence that could have prevented 9/11. His incompetence. And because bureaucrats had the carte blanche to be incompetent to potentially kill thousands of people, no one has been held accountable for 9/11. Haven't you noticed that? How come there hasn't been anybody accountable for 9/11/2001? How come Robert Mueller wasn't accountable? How about the CIA asshole George Tenet? Remember that greaseball? How come none of these people were held accountable for 9/11? These are the entities and the agencies that were supposed to keep us safe. As far as I'm concerned, folks, the FBI needs to be disbanded. It needs to be disbanded for politically weaponizing the law agency and jeopardizing the integrity of our government. I mean, the FBI, just by other actions, just by what the FBI has done, they believe that they are the unelected deep state who controls the country. I mean, just take a look at those texts from Peter Strzok. This guy thought he was a super FBI agent and was saving the country from Donald Trump. I mean, can you believe this shit? This is an FBI agent. Peter Strzok was the head of counterintelligence at the FBI, and this asshole thought he was saving the fucking country by usurping the people's vote. This is the deep state, unelected bureaucrats. And that's why I hate bureaucrats. They're soulless. They're useless. I mean, just take a look at this grand conspiracy between the Department of Justice and the FBI. They're so incompetent, they can't even pull off a conspiracy right. Give me a break. And listen, I hope that people are held accountable. I hope people are brought to justice. But like I've said, I mean, are these people too big to jail? Jesus Christ. Are they too big to jail? Jesus Christ. Anyway, let's move on to another subject matter. Since we're talking about Russia Trump and Peter Strzok and all this other shit, Robert Mueller, did you know that Obama's cybersecurity coordinator, a man by the name of Michael Daniel, was told by National Security Advisor Susan Rice to stand down on Russia's election meddling? Yeah. Yeah, remember that? Remember Obama? He was like, man, what does that mean? Remember when Obama said that when we were trying to push the narrative in 2016, right before November, we were pushing that they may hack the election, that Obama may hack the election, and then Obama was like, what does that mean? Hack the election. What does that mean? And tried to play it off like it's impossible for potential voter fraud or anything to that capacity. He was trying to play stupid. Meanwhile, he was being briefed by the CIA and the Pentagon on Russia's campaign of election meddling in 2016. Yeah. And we all know this now because Obama's cybersecurity coordinator, Michael Daniel, was told by Susan Rice, this stupid dumb broad, National Security Advisor to Obama, to stand down on the Russia election meddling. Now, why would Susan Rice tell cybersecurity coordinator to stand down on Russia meddling? Can somebody explain this? And folks, Obama himself, along with three other top aides, were given direct evidence from the CIA and Pentagon of the Russia's campaign into meddling into our elections. I mean, Obama knew about Russia meddling months ahead of the 2016 election, but failed to take any action until after the election in December. I mean, where's Robert Mueller's special counsel to investigate this? This sounds like Russia collusion, if I've ever heard it in my life. I mean, did you just hear those chain of events that I just told you? That Obama's cybersecurity coordinator, Michael Daniel, was told by Susan Rice, remember the video Benghazi broad? Oh, Benghazi happened because of a video. Benghazi happened because of a video. Remember that? There's like five or six different times in which this stupid broad Susan Rice was mouthing off the fact that the reason Benghazi happened was because of a fucking video. Even though we now know that was a complete lie. But once again, Obama's cybersecurity coordinator, Michael Daniel, was told to stand down by Susan Rice, who was a national security advisor, when it came to Russia's election meddling. Once again, Obama himself, along with three other top aides, were given direct evidence from the CIA and the Pentagon of election meddling by Russia. And even though Obama knew about this months ahead of the 2016 election, folks, he didn't take any action until December. Now, why didn't he take any action until December? Because let me tell you why, folks. Because he, as well as Peter Strzok, as well as James Comey, McCabe, Bruce and Melly Orr, all these people that are a part of this grand conspiracy to remove a duly elected president, I think it goes all the way up to Obama. It goes all the way up to Obama, and if it does, folks, I mean, is Obama too big to jail now, even though he utilized his authority in an attempt to try to thwart an election? I mean, it almost seems, just based upon these chain of events, that Obama told his cybersecurity coordinator to stand down so he could use, and Hillary could use, the Russia-Trump nonsense right after they lost. Hence, that's why Obama didn't do anything about these briefings that were given to him by the CIA and the Pentagon of Russia's campaign of election meddling. He didn't do anything until after the election. So where the hell is Robert Mueller's special counsel to investigate this Russian collusion? I mean, doesn't that sound like Russian collusion? It sure as hell sounds like Russian collusion to me. It sure as hell sounds like Russian collusion to me. Where the hell is all the outrage? Where is the media coverage? Where's the media coverage on this, man? I mean, everybody's talking about Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump. Well, then why didn't Obama pursue what he was told to by the CIA and Pentagon to do something about Russia's meddling into the 2016 election? Folks, he was told about this months before the fucking election. Why did he stand down and didn't act on any of this Russia Trump, or excuse me, any of this Russia election meddling until after December? Folks, man, I'm telling you, man, this stinks to high hell, and people need to go to jail, man. And if nobody's going to go to jail, should we go out and citizen arrest these people? I mean, this is treason here. I mean, you know, this is why he didn't do anything about Russia meddling into the election. Because I want to be honest with you. I believe Russia meddled in the election. I don't think that they hacked the election. But they were meddling in the election for Hillary Clinton, folks. You know, I want to be honest. The whole Pepe thing was intended to discredit the Trump campaign. It was incepted by Russian meddlers, I guess. You know, remember, they busted a whole Russian house dedicated to meddling into the elections, and that's where the whole Pepe the Frog comes from. I mean, the Russians attempted to use Pepe the Frog as a means to discredit Trump. But instead it did the complete opposite. I mean, they did not understand memetics, memagic, any of that stuff, and they ended up kind of throwing fuel onto the campaign and helping Donald Trump get elected indirectly. Because remember, folks, before Donald Trump was elected, remember Russia was flexing nuts? Y'all remember then? Russia was moving its, you know, its battleships all over the place. It was telling the United States that it's ready for war, nuclear war, all this bullshit. Why? Because as I stated, folks, the Russians are at the bottom of this whole communist globalization bullshit. They're at the bottom of this whole communist globalization crap. And if you don't believe me, if Vladimir Putin was such a goddamn Russian nationalist, then why is he quick to embrace globalist institutions like the United Nations, like the World Court? You know, I mean, like these globalist institutions, man, why? Because he's at the bottom of this shit. I mean, take a look at, and look, I'm going to be honest with you, this conspiracy to try to remove a duly elected president, it doesn't just stop at Obama himself. I think it goes to the UK. I think the UK had a humongous influence in attempting to try to remove our president. Lest we forget, it was a Russian British MI6 agent who specialized in Russia intelligence, Christopher Steele, that's his name, Christopher Steele, who comprised this whole Russia Trump dossier. You know? And like I said, this is MI6, that's the equivalent of the CIA over there in the UK. His emphasis, Christopher Steele, was Russian intelligence. He utilized Russians themselves to gather the fake information in this Russian dossier. And moreover, folks, I personally believe that that's why those Russian agents that were recently poisoned, remember these Russian agents that were living in the UK were like poisoned because they put some kind of radioactive crap on his doorknob or something and he ended up becoming poisoned. I think that right there, one of those guys were already affiliated with the Russian dossier, but I think both of them were targeted not by Russia, but I think they were targeted by the UK themselves to shut them up if they happen to say anything about their involvement with the Russian dossier. That's why Russia, and look, I'm no fan of Russia, folks. You know I hate Russia, but Russia themselves even claimed that it was the UK that poisoned those two Russian agents, ex-Russian agents that were living in the UK. So, you know, and then, I mean, if you want my opinion, I think it's a whole global grand conspiracy, folks. They, and when I mean they, I'm talking the globalist system, have been trying to destroy America here for the past 30 to 40 years. They've been utilizing our media, they've been utilizing our corporations, and been utilizing our politicians and their abilities to pass laws in an attempt to destroy us. And now that we're not destroyed, now that we have a president that's bringing power back to the American people, back to the American homeland, this has got them on the run. This is what they were trying to prevent. This is why they were trying to stop Trump to begin with. Because they didn't want Trump to let this genie out of the bottle, which, and let's be honest, folks, remember? 10 years ago, if you would have said globalism, you were a conspiracy theorist. 10 years ago, if you would have said globalism, you were a conspiracy theorist. Now, people are proud to call themselves globalists. People are proud to call themselves globalists. I mean, this is what I'm telling you, folks. This is what Donald Trump has unearthed. He has unearthed the secret that has been looming over us for a long time, and it's finally out in the open. And what is it? Unelected internationalists trying to usurp our sovereignty, our economy, our laws, our people. And this is why our so-called allies are trying to wave their fingers in our face, because we want to renegotiate our imbalanced trade deals. Yeah, some allies. Anyway, look, I don't want to get off keister. Once again, please spread this around like wildfire that Obama's cybersecurity coordinator, Michael Daniel, was told by National Security Advisor Susan Rice to stand down on Russia election meddling in the United States elections. Once again, Obama himself, along with three other aides, were given direct information and evidence from the CIA and the Pentagon of Russia's campaign of election meddling. But Obama did absolutely nothing about this, even though he knew about the Russia meddling months ahead of the election. He had failed to take any action until December. Does that not sound like Russia meddling? I'm just asking you a question. Does that not sound like Russia meddling? So when is Robert Mueller going to investigate Barack Obama? When is Robert Mueller going to investigate Susan Rice? When is Robert Mueller going to interview this cyber coordinator, the cybersecurity coordinator of Obama, Michael Daniel? I mean, there's the fucking Russia collusion, Mueller! And that's why I'm telling you, folks, Robert Mueller himself should be investigated, because lest we forget, Robert Mueller was the FBI director when Obama and Hillary Clinton sold 25% of America's uranium to Russia in the infamous Uranium One deal. See, Robert Mueller didn't think anything bad of Russia back then when he was in charge of the FBI and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were selling them uranium. That's why I'm telling you, man, Robert Mueller, you're a piece of trash. You're a piece of fucking unethical, fucking immoral, criminal shit. And the reason I throw so much shade on Robert Mueller is because he was also the FBI director during 9/11, 2001, and he was the FBI director that directed agents to confiscate any video with a vantage viewpoint of the Pentagon. And this includes gas stations and hotels and everything else. The FBI confiscated all videos around the Pentagon's vicinity and have never released them, because they don't want you to really see what hit the Pentagon, and it sure wasn't a fucking plane. It wasn't a goddamn plane. Give me a break. It's a freaking plane. But that's Robert Mueller. That's who's the special counsel guy. One of the most incompetent FBI directors. One of the most incompetent bureaucrats of all time. But, hey, you go ask the D.C. swamp about Robert Mueller. Oh, Robert Mueller, he's a good man. Robert Mueller's got a lot of integrity. You know, he's a good man. He got a lot of integrity. Shove it up your ass. All right, shove it up your goddamn ass, for Christ's sake, man. Good God. Let's go to some international news, all right? Let's go to some international. Let me get something to drink first. I'm not drinking any alcohol. I'm waiting until after the show. I'm going to go out and do some bar hopping out here. Excuse me. Some mighty fine H2O there, boy. Anyway, let's get into some international news. Now, folks, June 24th is the Turkish elections. For those folks that don't know, our good friend Erdogan, the president of Turkey, called for this snap election to solidify his power on the country of Turkey. And I guess he thought he had enough authority to do so, but it seems as if he's on a razor's edge of potentially winning or losing up in here. Now, for those that are wondering why Erdogan is doing this, because look, if by some chance Erdogan wins this election, I mean, he is going to rule Turkey with an iron fist. It was in 2017 that Erdogan initiated and passed a referendum to transition the government from a parliamentary government to a presidential system. And under the new presidential system that was voted in 2017, gave unadulterated authority to Erdogan. That's why Erdogan is acting like he's a goddamn dictator. And because he wants to call this snap election, if he by some chance wins, it solidifies everything that he's called for, all the totalitarian rule that he's beginning to implement on the country, etc. Now, the thing that's making this snap election vulnerable for our good friend Erdogan in Turkey is the presidential system brought opposing parties together. I mean, once this damn 2017 referendum that transitioned the government from a parliamentary government to a presidential system, it brought opposing parties together to form a new coalition, an electoral coalition. And the new coalition of opposing forces, believe it or not, I mean, people that have opposing politics is called the National Alliance out there. And really, the reason that these opposing parties in Turkey are getting together and in an electoral coalition called the National Alliance is to bring back checks and balances. They want the parliamentary system back, and they want the power back in parliament's hands, not the president's hands. And this is really what has caused a major rift in Erdogan's attempt at this snap election to solidify power. And lest we forget, we were talking about the Kurdish party out there that could possibly get the 10% threshold necessary in parliament to throw off the whole goddamn government that is solidifying Erdogan as a president now. So it's going to be a very interesting election in Turkey, folks. I would strongly advise everybody to kind of keep their eye on the 24th, whether or not Erdogan is going to retain and sustain power, or if Erdogan is going to be removed. And, you know, if Erdogan is somehow voted out and he's removed, I would not be surprised here within the year, 2 years or so, he is brought to justice by the judicial system of Turkey, because he literally ruined Turkey as far as I'm concerned. I think that what Erdogan has done is not only solidified power under himself, but he has thrown the economy of Turkey into the ground. The lira is a joke as a fiat currency. He has kind of rabble-roused kind of an Islamic sect within the community of Turkey, which, to be honest with you, most of Turkey likes to pride itself on embracing a Islamic variant or embracing these religions, while at the same time embracing a variant of secularism. I really admired Turkey up until Erdogan's reign of power, because they were much like a, and I've coined this phrase before, an Islamocracy. an Islamocracy in that everybody who happens to be worshiping Islam does, but appreciates the secular government lifestyle that is provided by the government up until Erdogan came to power, unfortunately. Anyway, let me continue. I think, if you want my opinion, all right? In my personal opinion, I personally believe that Erdogan's probability of getting unthroned is very, very high. And I'm looking forward to these Turkish elections. I mean, it's about time that Erdogan got thrown out on his ass. Remember, he thought he was going to reestablish the Ottoman Empire. And I don't know if you've been hearing Erdogan as of late. He's been calling for the Islamic people of the world to gather around him, and they're going to strike Israel, and the United States is the great Satan, and all this other shit. But none of the Muslims are caring. And the reason I said this, or I say this, is what I said Wednesday. I mean, Islamic jihadists, they don't want to see some guy in a suit telling them to commit jihad. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's not giving your jihad clout, Erdogan. That's why all your calls for jihad and there's a red line on Israel and we're gonna take down the Americans and all this bullshit. That's why it's falling on deaf ears, Erdogan. Because first of all, you are obviously not full Islamic Jihudi because you keep wearing suits. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wearing suits. It's the American Western way of life. It's the Western thing. But you can't be pushing Islamic fundamentalism and wearing a goddamn suit. You got to wear the turban, the toga, you know, the garb. You know, you've got to show yourself bowing five times a day and doing the call to prayer. You know what I'm talking about. You gotta be on your knees five times a day for the call to prayer. You know, you're sitting there, you're waiting for the prayer, you're doing all that. That's the kind of credibility that you have to have if you want to rabble-rouse the jihadist community, all right? And he's not winning any brownie points in Turkey by Erdogan implementing or trying to assert this Islamic fundamentalist way of interpretation of government. He's sure as hell not winning brownie points. So I personally believe that he is going to lose this election. He is going to lose this election. I hope so, all right? I hope so. And I, Erdogan, when you lose, I want you to think of me, baby, all right? You thought you were going to get your little carving of the Ottoman Empire, but you're just not the leader that you thought you were, Erdogan. You can fake coups. You can jail your opposition. You can show yourself as some kind of valiant leader. But let's be honest, Erdogan, you're an old windbag. You wear suits. And you picked the wrong side, and now you're looking like an idiot. So I am going to laugh when you lose your election. And I hope you lose it. I hope you lose it, Erdogan. You deserve it. I tell you that. You deserve it. All right, let me move on here. Let's talk a little bit about North Korea. As the media bashes the president for the North Korean summit, North and South Korea have agreed to cross-border reunions for families that were split by the Korean War. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I cannot believe that the liberal media, the leftist politically weaponized media, cannot at least give some credit to the president. I mean, he is doing what Obama said he thought he could do. Remember, Barack Obama thought he was the best diplomatic asshole on the planet. Do you remember that? That was his whole foreign policy in 2008 when campaigning for president. Remember that? His whole campaign for president for foreign policy was, hey, they'll love me. That's it. That's it. That he was going to go talk to him. And then, you know, when Obama talks to him, world peace was going to happen. You remember that shit? Oh, my God. You should have been there in that 2008 campaign. These fucking idiots that were saying, oh, dude, you got to vote for Obama. If you vote for Obama, it's going to be peace on earth, dude. He's going to go over and squash everything out that Bush fucked up, dude. And, you know, because he's black, I mean, you know, it's going to be great for race relations. Dude, it's going to be so great. He did the complete opposite. And that's why I will always say that Barack Obama was the affirmative action president. He was the affirmative action president. I think white guilt forced people to vote for Barack Obama, even though he promised you all nothing. I mean, his whole campaign was abstract rhetorical nonsense, and he promised you all nothing. But yes, we can. Yes, we can. As a matter of fact, I mean, I will never forget Obama, man. And you want to know why? Because he almost destroyed our country. And how I was pissed off at the American people this past Wednesday, how I was pissed off about them being bamboozled by this Democrat stunt with this child separation nonsense. I mean, I was just as pissed off at America for electing this goddamn mulatto for the freaking presidency, man. He said nothing. He promised nothing. He promised nothing. But then again, did he promise something? Let me let y'all hear something, folks. Remember when you were all saying, yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can? Did you know if you throw yes we can backwards, it says thank you Satan, thank you Satan? Let me go ahead and let you listen, okay, to this one video. It was Obama's acceptance speech, November 4th, 2008 in Chicago. And I want you to listen. I want you to listen to what this man says. And then what it's going to do, it's going to play what the man says in regular speech. And then it's going to reverse it, and it's going to reverse it three times, going slower every time it gives you the backwards version of whatever he said. So without any further ado, let's just go ahead and let me show you people what y'all voted for and why we're in this predicament. You know, I'm going to show you why... what you voted for and why you're in this predicament. And why I keep telling you that these Democrats are soulless, satanic pieces of crap. All right? Now let's go ahead and throw it on and let's hear reverse speech.
Yes, we can. 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 Yes, we can.
Thank you, say. 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 Thank you, say.
Now, did you all hear that? Did you all hear that? Huh? Thank you, Satan. Did you hear that? And you know, in this acceptance speech, he says a lot of things that are very bizarre when you put them backwards. I want you to listen to this. I've never aired this because, you know, I mean, you throw a lot of information at people. People start getting scared. People are like, what the hell, Ghost? Are you kidding me? That's for real? Yes, it's for real. Yes. Here, let's throw it on again. Let's see what else he says in this speech backwards. Let's see what else. Listen to the people. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Listen to the people. Now, this is backwards. This is it backwards.
America.
All right, now, I'm telling you, folks, this is not a joke. I mean, I keep telling you that these Democrats are satanic pieces of garbage. That's why they're trying to go after your children. That's why they're trying to sexualize your children by putting them in drag and pumping them full of estrogen and, you know, trying to say that there's more than two genders. I mean, this is a satanic agenda, a satanic agenda. Now, let me continue. This is more excerpts of his speech, and listen to it backwards. It's very, very sick.
American creed. Yes, we can.
Yeah, you say, dear from the grandma.
Yeah, you say, dear from the grandma.
Now, what he said there was American creed. Yes, we can. And if you say it backwards, it says, thank you, Satan. You can hear it from your grandma. That's kind of odd, isn't it?
Yeah, you say, dear from the grandma.
Yeah, you say, dear from the grandma. Yeah, you say, dear from the grandma.
Yes, we.
And here is another excerpt from the same speech.
We can. When there was despair in the Dust Bowl. And
now this statement is, yes, we can. When there was despair in the Dust Bowl, here is what it says backwards.
The Lord said to their ears, "Is the window." Yeah, you say.
Now, that says, the Lord says the new Arab sins are with him. Thank you, Satan. That's rather odd to say in 2008, considering what has transpired since then. Huh? Very interesting. The Lord said the new Arab sins are with him. Thank you, Satan. Listen to it. Listen to it.
The Lord said the new Arab sins are with him. Thank you, Satan.
The Lord said the new Arab sins are with him. Thank you, Satan.
And I'm telling you, man, I mean, this is all from that acceptance speech once he was, not, you know, elected president. Listen to another one. Listen to another excerpt from that speech.
A new sense of common purpose. Yes, we can.
A new sense of some of common purpose. Yes, we can, is the statement. This is what it sounds like backwards. Now it says, thank you, Satan, sub earth, the mark is that's now sooner. So, yeah, I mean, I can continue going, folks. I mean, you wonder why this idiot Obama was able to just kind of tell you anything and did nothing for you? I mean, this is why this guy's a classic psychopath, man. Listen, let's continue going. These people are satanic.
And a democracy was saved. Yes, we can. She was there for the buses in Montgomery.
Now, here is the statement. It says, and a democracy was saved. Yes, we can. The crowd chants, yes, we can. She was there for the buses in Montgomery. Here is what it says backwards.
Here, Mike, I'm missing stuff for the friends. Yes, so we're so competent.
Now, what it says backwards is, hear my composite self for the Pharaoh Zeus, and the crowd responds, thank you, Satan. Yes, so we serve confidently, is what that statement says. Once again, hear my composite self for the Pharaoh Zeus, thank you, Satan. The crowd responds, yes, so we serve confidently. Listen.
Here, Mike, I'm missing stuff for the Pharisees. Thank you, Satan. Yes, so we serve confidently. Here, Mike, I'm missing stuff for the Pharisees. Thank you, Satan. Yes, so we serve confidently.
Yes, and we serve confidently. You hear that? Folks, this is why Obama and the Democrats are fucking evil, man. I mean, listen, I mean, I could keep going. I'll keep going.
We shall overcome. Yes, we can. A man touched down on the moon.
Now, you heard that, right? We shall overcome. Yes, we can. Crowd responds, yes, we can. A man touched down on the moon is the statement. Listen to what it says backwards.
You say, Marshall will ask you.
Now, it says, woman, don't add, it's God's name. Thank you, Satan, the crowd responds. Marker will lash you. The marker will lash you. I mean, give me a fucking break.
Woman, don't add, it's God's name. Thank you, Satan, marker will lash you. Woman, don't add, it's God's name.
I mean, I could continue going, folks. Do you understand why this is all happening and the Democrats are fucking evil and they can exploit children? They're connected to children. The people that are dying around Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation. I mean, you know, Obama being gay. Did you see that drag queen outfit that he came out in recently? Did y'all see that? This guy's going nuts. He's going nuts. I mean, the satanic brain can no longer accept any more of this crap. Listen, let's listen to a couple more, and then we'll move on.
Shows how America can change. Yes, we can. America, we have come so far.
Now, here is the forward version. Here's the statement. She knows how America can change. Yes, we can. The crowd chants, yes, we can. America, we've come so far. Once again, the statement says, she knows how America can change. Yes, we can. The crowd chants, yes, we can. America, we have come so far. Here is that backwards.
Help us, my day with them. Thank you, say.
Now, and I swear to God, it says this backwards. It says, our first nigger, he with game. Thank you, Satan, the crowd responds. Schneersch nigger game, but I's honest. That's what it says, I swear to God, okay? I'm just saying what it says, nothing racial. Our first nigger, he with game. Thank you, Satan. Schneersch nigger game, but I's honest. Listen.
Help us, my day with them. Thank you, say. Yes, Mr. Time, my son is. Help us, my day with them. Thank you, say. Yes, Mr. Time, my son is.
The spirit.
I'm telling you, folks, I mean, you know, whether you want to believe this or not, I mean, this is real. I mean, these are, I'm showing you the actual forward version of the speeches in backwards. One more, and then we'll move on.
Of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Now, the spirit of a people, yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America. This is what this says backwards. All right. What it says is the time of us gets that ain't leave, selled back gambit. We sailed back with Narif. Thank you, Satan. Will be if my Mother Earth said.
The time of us gets it on the sailed back, and we sailed back with death. Thank you, Satan. Will be for Mother Earth said. The time of us gets it on the sailed back, and we sailed back with death.
I'm telling you, folks, I wouldn't be showing you this if this was just some kind of a happenstance. I mean, if you combine this with the way the Democrats have governed, the way they've sold out America, the way that they had tried to put America into a welfare state during Obama's tenure, I mean, these people enjoy seeing us suffer. They enjoy seeing people suffer. These are the type of people that believe that they are more powerful than us because they feel nothing. They could see a baby being chopped up by a butcher, crying and gurgling in pain, and they wouldn't bat an eye. They wouldn't even be, it wouldn't even faze them. It wouldn't even raise their heartbeat. And because they can do that, they believe, these elites, they think that they're more powerful than you because of that. And that's why you have these elites trying to over-emotionalize you, because your emotions can paralyze you. That's why they want you emotional. They want you paralyzed and staying in position, not going anywhere, not thinking about anything. It's the classic totalitarian way of ruling people. Fear! Fear! Anyway, folks, once again, I was unfortunately talking about the North Korean summit and how the lamestream media is just talking garbage about our president, even though the Democrats like to tout themselves as the diplomatic party and how they like to put diplomacy first, war second, but they can't even give the president his due. I mean, once again, I was talking about this before the soliloquy about Obama and yes, we can, and thank you, Satan, and all that. That North and South Korea agree to cross-border reunions for families that were split by war. I mean, North Korea continues to capitulate, and yet the lamestream media is claiming that, I don't know, it was a nothing burger, the North Korean summit. Folks, North Korea has already destroyed four of their biggest test sites. I mean, you know, North Korea is doing all it can. I mean, you have to realize that this denuclearization process is going to take time. I mean, both sides have to believe that they're going to do what the other side says it's going to happen. I mean, remember, folks, this is politics. I mean, we don't believe them entirely. They don't entirely believe us. So we have to do tit for tat, so that the eventual denuclearization of North Korea can be implemented. And North Korea has to believe us as well. North Korea has to believe the United States that we're going to provide them protection and they're not going to be overthrown and end up like the, quote, Libyan model, you know? Because lest we forget, Muammar Gaddafi obliged the international community and got rid of his nuclear weapons. And where did that get him? That got him killed! It got him killed by Obama. As a matter of fact, how come Obama never gets any flack for Libya? I mean, Hillary Rotten Clinton, remember that infamous interview when she was asked about Muammar Gaddafi? She goes, "We came, we saw, he died." She literally says that, for Christ's sake. That's what I keep telling you. These people are satanic. They're fucking evil. They're sick. But once again, man, I think that what the president has done in North Korea, no other president could accomplish. I mean, Barack Obama completely ignored the whole North Korean issue throughout his whole presidency. He didn't even pay them any attention. But once again, the reason the Democrats are so sour about this North Korean summit is because they like to think they're the party of diplomacy. They're the ones that think that they know how to talk, that they're the talkers. They're the ones that know how to deviate from war and all this other shit. Well, you got showed up, Democrats. You got showed up by the man who wrote The Art of the Deal, a capitalist. And this should show that capitalists should be in charge of more things than just means of production, if you want my opinion. Anyway, last but not least, folks, Angela Merkel,
I am Angela Merkel, and we are going to bring in refugees. We are going to keep bringing in refugees, and your German people are just going to have to take it, because I'm Angela Merkel, and I'm in control of the EU, and you're going to have to listen. So keep taking in the refugees. Keep taking in the refugees.
Anyway, Angela Merkel has played down the chances of a breakthrough in the EU migrant talks. Because lest we forget, folks, the Bavarians were threatening Merkel here last week, saying, look, We don't want any more rapegees, Merkel. We don't want any more. Can we at least limit how many rapegees come into Germany? Can we limit? And Merkel was like, no, we can't limit rapegees. This is the EU policy. We can't limit rapegees. Los Schlagen, 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 Volkswagen. And the Bavarian interior minister said, look, we're going to break up this coalition government and remove you, Merkel. We're going to remove you from chancellor unless we can get some kind of compromise with this migrant situation, because we've taken too many Yehudis. There's too many kebabs in Germany, Merkel, and we're tired of it. The Bavarians are tired of it. So what ended up happening is that the Bavarians, they somewhat capitulated to Merkel and said, look, Merkel, you've got 2 weeks, Merkel. You got 2 weeks to negotiate a deal with the migrant crisis with the EU. If you don't do it, Merkel, you are out as Chancellor of Germany. You are out. So Angela Merkel right now is at the EU trying to negotiate some kind of a migrant deal with the EU. But in her latest press conference, it doesn't sound very promising, to say the least. Angela Merkel plays down chances of any kind of a breakthrough in the EU migrant talks. So what does this mean? Does this mean bye-bye Merkel? I mean, seriously, does this mean bye-bye Merkel? Does this mean goodbye to romance? Yay! Goodbye to friends! Goodbye, Merkel! Is that what this means? Because I would love this. I would love to see Merkel go down in disgrace. I would love to see her removed as chancellor for ruining Germany. Because you understand that's what's happened. Not only did she ruin her own country, she ruined the majority of the countries in the EU itself because of this whole migrant situation. And why did they do this? I keep telling you, folks, this is a communist experiment. They are trying to eliminate the races and cultures of all the member states of the European Union. They want to eliminate those cultures. They want to eliminate those races so that they can create a new Europe, a new European race. That's why they're flooding in all these Yehudis. That's why they're not caring if these Yehudis rape your women. They want as much raping as possible so that the elimination of all the countries that comprise of the EU are no longer in existence. All the cultures that are comprised in the EU are no longer in existence. This is why these Yehudis have been brought into the EU. You are being replaced. And that's what they're trying to do to us here in America, folks. That's why the Democrats, they weren't crying foul about this child separation nonsense out of any humanitarian basis, even though you stupid American idiots fell for it because you're a bunch of emotionally immature faggots. They're not caring about child separation. What they want is catch and release. They want to justify anybody caught with a child to be caught and then released into the United States pending their little trial, which none of them ever go back to. And that's what our president, President Trump, is trying to stop. He has even said many times that the United States will not be a refugee camp. We will not turn ourselves into Germany. The United States will not turn itself into Sweden or France. This is America. And like the president said, without a border, you have no country. And thank God we have a president that's willing to fight for the sustenance of America, for the continuity of America. Instead of allowing not just the Democrats, we got a lot of these rhino Republicans that are shoved up the damn immigrants' ass as well. Look at this bill that Ryan was trying to pull off. He wants to give amnesty. I mean, what's up with these rhinos? What's up with these Democrats? Why do these people believe that illegal immigrants supersede the importance of American citizens? This is why 2018 and the midterms are so important. That's why each and every one of you, you've got to continue to repost these articles. You've got to throw it in the faces of the liberals, of the Democrats, of the leftists, so that they cannot lie to the average Mr. and Mrs. Joe Sixpack. They cannot frame a narrative that they know is based on lies. We got to get the information in front of everybody! That's why I tell you to repost the articles on Gab. That's why I tell you to do this. It's that important. Even if you only have a social media following of 10 people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's why this is so important. That's why this show has taken a serious approach in broadcasting. In this day and age of fake news, people have to have something to look forward to be enlightened, to be enhanced, to know what's going on in the world, and be told the truth! The truth! And that's what you're going to be right here on True Capitalist Radio. You're going to get the straight political dope. You're going to get facts. You're going to get information. You're going to get the truth. There ain't no fake news here. And this is why I've taken this goddamn show so serious, man. I'm politically active. And I'm trying to utilize this venue of this podcast to make many of you that are listening to me politically aware. Once you're politically aware, you can never go back to sleep again. That's why the 2018 elections are so goddamn important. We cannot elect these anti-American Democrats. They are the anti-American party, and you can base that just on their actions. You can base it just on their actions. Look at how they get on the media and throw the crocodile tears. Look at how they make a political ruckus when it comes to who? Illegal immigrants and criminals. You never hear them coming out and causing a political ruckus for the American people. No, it's DACA kids. It's MS-13. It's immigrants. It's child separation. You know, I find it disgusting that these damn liberals are trying to find a moral high ground when it comes to immigrant child separation, when it was the liberal Democrat policies that encouraged millions of divorces in this country. It was liberal fucking policies that caused millions of divorces, millions of single parents. They're the experts at splitting up families. The Democrats are the experts at splitting up fucking families. Don't you let them forget it! Don't you let them forget it! They're an expert! They're an expert at splitting up families. How dare these Democrats try to stand on some kind of a fucking moral high ground. For what? For immigrants? For criminals? And if you vote Democrat, that's what you're for. You're anti-American scum, and you care more about illegal immigrants and criminals. Do you understand me? If you vote Democrat, you're anti-American scum that should be spit on. Do you understand that? If you vote Democrat, you're anti-American trash! You care more about illegal immigrants and criminals than the American law-abiding citizen. I spit on all you fucking Democrats! I spit on all you anti-American scum! Puh! Puh! I fucking spit on you anti-American scum! We cannot allow these Democrats to win! Are you listening? All of you out there, are you fucking listening? We can't let these anti-American scum win! We can't let this anti-American scum win! Are you listening? Are you listening? This country will fall apart if these damn Democrats are elected! This country will fall completely apart! So get off the fucking sidelines and get on the front line, because the front line is right outside your fucking door! It's time to get politically serious, damn it! It's time to get politically serious!
It's time to fight back against this deceptive, democratic, anti-American scum! They're scum, damn it! They're anti-American scum!
Just take a look at all these fucking Hollywood pieces of shit that are threatening the First Lady, that are threatening Barron Trump. They're anti-American scum! And it sickens me that these fucking anti-American Democrats can walk in my country so safe and say treasonous garbage out of their mouth so fucking freely. There should be no fucking way in hell, no way in hell, that some anti-American trash can mouth off anti-American shit that easy without some kind of a retribution. The Americans shouldn't allow that to happen. We shouldn't allow these scum to be able to say this treasonous shit. We need some American patriots out there to start kicking ass. Jesus Christ, I can't believe this is America and we have Democrats that want to see this country wither away. Like I said, the whole child separation nonsense wasn't about any kind of humanitarianism. It was about having the government catch and release these people into our country. That's what these Democrats want. They want open borders. They don't care about this country. I don't know how many times I'm going to tell you people. The Democrats hate America. The Democrats hate American people. The Democrats hate American children. They're anti-American scum. They care more about illegal immigrants. They care more about goddamn criminals than they do about American people. So if you're voting for these pieces of trash, you're anti-American scum. You're anti-American scum. You're anti-American scum. I'm getting the hell out of here. All right, we're already 11 minutes over the third hour. But by God, in this 2018 midterm election, it's fucking dead serious, boy. And if you vote for Democrat, you're anti-American scum. You care more about illegal immigrants and criminals than you do about law-abiding citizens. And it makes me sick. And it should make every real American out there listening to me sick. It makes me sick, man. Anyway, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going out. I'm going bar hopping out here. It's fucking Miller time. And I'm telling you, if some leftist gets into my fucking face tonight, I'm beating some fucking leftist ass. I don't give a shit. You understand that? If I hear some fucking pansy-ass leftist trying to tell me some shit at a bar, I'm going to stomp their fucking leftist teeth so far down their own throat, their teeth will be able to find Barack Obama's head. I'm fucking tired of these leftists. I'm sick of them, man. I'm sick of them! I'm sick of these Democrats! They're anti-American trash! Damn it! When is that going to get through your fucking head? Democrats are anti-American scum! They're anti-American trash! I'm getting the hell out of here. I'll be back Monday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the official website of the True Capitalist Radio broadcast, and it is ghost.report. Type in your browser right now, add your bookmarks to your favorites, ghost.report. And by the way, folks, if you want to kick back with us tonight in the True Capitalist Radio chat room, all you've got to do is go to my Gab account right now. Go to my Gab account right now, Politics Ghost, all one word, no underscores, Politics Ghost, and hit the subscribe button for premium content, baby. Hit the subscribe button for premium content, and once you do, private message me on Gab, and I will give you a private invitation to the True Capitalist Radio chat room. All right? It's as simple as that. Anyway, folks, I hope you have a good weekend. I hope that you have a safe weekend, and I hope that you spread this show link around like wildfire. If you're listening to my voice, you are listening to the political underground. This is episode number 583. Today is June 22nd, 2018. And I hope that you come back and listen to me live this next Monday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. By the way, if you appreciate the content, you appreciate everything that's going on with the True Capitalist Radio Show, please go check out the cryptocurrency wishing well at ghost.report and throw a few crypto in there, make a wish, and your wildest wishes will come true. Not to mention you'll be helping the program out as well. All right? Anyway, I'm getting the hell out of here. All right, hope to see people later on tonight in the True Capitalist Radio chat room. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get loaded. It's Miller time, baby. It's Miller time. Anyway, folks, thank you very much for tuning in with me. Long live the capitalist army and death to feminism, death to socialism, and death to communism. I'll see you all here Monday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Texas time. You better be here and listen to me live, boy. I'm out of here.